Get on with old business. We are looking at our end of financial report. The first item of old business is revising the budget, so that ties right in with financials. Taylor.
All right, it's going to be real confusing now because we've got so many papers.
Yeah, because Taylor didn't take
it,
so
maybe.
But,
did you make copies of your newest one?
Yeah.
Well, you can get rid of it. Yeah, that's fine.
But what I'm saying is I've got the old one along with this, but it's just like Department of Somebody's doing this, but this is not going to be completely accurate.
Well, let's just start at the beginning. First of all, there was a budget, and we were over in a lot of categories. But part of the reason that we were over in a lot of categories is that Linda's not...
Tremendously over.
Is that Linda's not categorizing the stuff correctly. And what happened, and I've already talked to Linda about this, is that I asked her, she gave me a copy of her flash drive, and she backed up all of her QuickBooks information, and I took it and put it on mine, and downloaded it on mine so I could see everything that had been done. And under non-road fuel use, it says that we are $9,457, spent in that category.
Look at what I just handed you.
But if you look, there's a big chunk of that is gasoline for vehicles, which should be under auto expense, because that is not a non-road use vehicle. That's for our diesel tank. That should only be for diesel that goes on the diesel tank. And she's put it in the wrong category. And if you look at the budget, there's $10,000 that $10,000 that are budgeted for auto expense, and if you take the overage in the non-road and you put it up there, things don't look quite so bad. So what I did is I took on my QuickBooks and I moved things, Ted and I went through all the categories, every single one, and we moved the gasoline into where it should be, and we moved things around where they should be and put things back. This doesn't look nearly as bad. This is all Linda stuff, Ted. This is nothing at all.
Well, I'm saying that just shows... That shows where how it was when we changed. When I just found out as our change figures are.
So if we just go down line by line, because I don't want to get.
Let's all be looking at the same line. That one I just handed you is from Linda gave you. You can see how it's over it with everything. Now this is another one Linda gave you. That's completely over it in a lot of areas.
Right.
But it's because the categories and stuff are miscategorized.
Okay. Yeah,
we're going to have to work with her on that.
So here, I guess the best way to do it is that everybody takes what I just gave you there, and put it on the bottom of the pile, and take the one that Taylor just gave you, which one you can do.
The June 5th one.
So, okay, what you want to do, actually Linda's says June 5th too.
No,
hers says June 6th.
Everybody has the one that says
June 5th.
It doesn't have all this. Okay, Linda's has four columns. It has the dollar over budget and
right,
over budget.
Right.
Mine does not.
Right. Okay.
Okay. That's the way you can tell them.
I let's just go over the revised budget.
The one that we did.
The one that you did, yeah. Because I feel more comfortable with that one probably, because it probably is more accurate.
Okay, that's a good idea.
But what you might want to do is have the other one somewhere.
Yeah, we can reference the other one.
Everybody look at the one that only has two columns.
So we're short $14,000 in payments from assessments. Is that accurate?
That looks right.
We have that many members that aren't paying?
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's no problem.
Okay, so what we did is that as we went down through assessments paid, there was no mistakes in that, and that's not something that's the interest.
Well, there is it does show a difference between what Linda has.
Yeah, ours is our budget.
Okay.
We were working with
hers is
not 3 weeks old.
Okay, so we got some more later.
But don't be concerned at all about assessments. We're ahead of schedule really on collection.
Okay, then the thing you're looking at, John, you're looking at two different things. You're not looking at budget. The budget's never.
No, I'm not looking at the budget. I'm looking at what's come in, and what she has is $2,000 more.
So that's because ours is 3 weeks older than hers.
Okay, so within those 3 weeks, we've got some money.
Yeah, there's a lot of expenses that's been paid since the 3 weeks, but it's only a matter of what we're talking about.
Right.
We're
right.
Talking budget now.
Yeah, we're talking budget. Yeah.
Okay, what we've done, then you go down the next item down there, building and facility rental income. We dropped that $6,000 that
What does that include? Where is this coming from?
That's a good question, Don, and I want to make sure they understand that. Building and facilities rent income is not the reservation fee. That is only the money that people come in here and pay to rent a cabin, which was people that were going to come in.
You can't count on that. That's not a set
and
income.
And for some reason, we had $8,000 set in that because they thought BYU was coming, and Linda had told us that they were coming in, that they were going to be paying. They were going to be paying $6,500 to $7,000,
right.
So that was a reasonable number at the time.
So we
but it is not happening. So we took $8,000 out of that, and you'll notice
$6,000,
and we've lowered it to $2,000, okay? So everybody understands that. Building and facility rental income is just when somebody comes in here and pays $75 or $145 or $95 per night per cabin. Okay, they're actually renting a cabin. It's not that $25 reservation fee, okay?
No.
Hey, you know what, though?
I don't know what other column
you could put it in or something. But it's good to kind of have that, what was brought last year, and then it kind of gives you a goal.
Well,
put that in miscellaneous income.
No.
Because it's something that you can't factor in because you don't know what you're going to get, right? Well, when you're going to get it.
That's partly true, John, but it's not. Because we've got to track history.
For 10 years.
But still, we know how much.
But still, you have a miscellaneous column. You still track it.
Well, there is miscellaneous income.
It could be put in miscellaneous. It's something that you're not going to count on.
But I think it's
too broad.
We can call rental income. I don't see that every year.
Okay.
You get if it's categorized correctly, you can compare it year to year to year, and then you can plan and you can figure on it.
That's how the budget.
I'm just saying. But as a budgeted item, I would have zero there, and if we get the income, we get the income.
No, because let me finish the story. $25 on a quickly 1 week notice thing.
Mm-hmm.
That $25 that people pay, that goes in here.
Okay.
That's rent.
All right.
And we've got to track history.
We've got a good
10 years of.
So we do have some income coming, even if bug people don't show up.
This $8,000, if BYU coming was a good.
We've had that for the last 3 years.
Well, we might want to talk to them again and say things have changed.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait till we get up and back to where we should be.
But this is a legitimate column.
All right.
$2,000.
We've already realized we're not going to get it, so we downshifted it. $845 already
that is
towards that.
$25 that has been paid on a spontaneous thing.
Right.
Okay.
So that's good.
Okay. Livestock. Cattle sale.
Was this a board member? What does that mean?
Taylor, that is wrong. That is a wrong entry.
Okay.
I'm going to work with her and try and fix that. Okay.
What does that mean?
It's a negative number.
She put a negative number in there because she doesn't understand how QuickBooks works, and it's wrong. And the same thing with the cabin rental and the negative $675. You don't have a negative income. There's other ways to do it, but I got to explain it to her. We got to work it. And she's wrote a little note right here that she wants to change. So I'll go work with
them,
okay?
Well, I don't have the best member, but typically we have the same problem.
Something I can do to help her is, I already talked to Taylor about it, was every time I get a receipt, writing down what it's for this cabin, that cabin,
exactly.
Ranch house.
So you know exactly what you're
helps.
And you can say, I want to.
Category
right.
number 2550 or whatever.
Out of this budget item, right?
Yeah, okay. You are right, and that's exactly the way it should be done. And you're right on top of it, and that's the way it has been done up until the last couple of years.
Okay.
It was really, really pretty clear and cut and easy, but it just got, we got a double whammy because Linda was new and Ollie was new.
I admit I haven't done it yet, but I will start doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we got to get you the budget category numbers first, so
right.
we know where.
That's why they're here. Okay, cleaning things is something that we really generally don't have. But if you have somebody that leaves the cabin completely trashed and dirty, you can call and say, Linda, they did not clean this cabin. She will assess them, and you've seen the letter that she sent out, and that's where that money would come in. And Don would say, well, you can put that on miscellaneous, you can't count on it. But no, it's nice to know how much money you collected from that situation, because that cost us money and that cost us extra work, you know.
Right.
So that's the reason we set it up there. And
it takes a long time.
It's kind of a tracking device.
It's a tracking
device. As long as you don't set your budget to that, right?
Well, we don't. You'll notice budget's zero. You don't count on it. The donations, I mean, we've had no donations this year, evidently. I'm not sure why,
But we budgeted zero.
Oh, I
can just imagine why.
But, you know, I know that they made the house, the ranch house fund fee, you know, mm-hmm. and she's evidently not tracking it in here. She must have put it somewhere else, because I know people made donations.
Oh, they have, and that money is set, should be set aside.
But see, but it should be tracked.
It should be tracked.
It's tracked on a special.
No, it's not.
We know it's not here. If it's not showing here,
it's not
being tracked.
It's
so,
not being tracked.
So make a notation.
She has got about 3 or 4 special accounts. That's not even tied in with the budget at all.
Well,
it shouldn't be that way.
Granted,
we need visibility into that.
Yeah.
I agree, and there's a lot better way to do it. This is right here. Whenever we had donations to the water system and we had donations to the road, they didn't go anywhere but to the roads or to the donation, but they were tracked on here.
Right.
So everybody could see exactly how much had been donated to that, and then they could see exactly where it went.
Yeah, because I've had members approach me and say, well, if you're not doing that house, where's my money?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, well, we could either refund it back to you, or we could, if you want to hold it till next year's assessments, we can put it towards that. What do you want us to do?
If you have this to anybody, it doesn't show that.
We're gonna change that.
Okay.
That's got to be changed.
Okay. Go down.
How do we take some of these off?
It's all right.
Fish cash income is when people pay for fish, and that we don't ask for. It's kind of a donation. But, you know, if they want to give you some money for fish, we're not counting on any money coming in, but obviously she's received $30 for fish.
Let's make a notation on that. That's a donation.
Right,
if people want to donate towards the fish, whether it's
the
buying.
So we want to move that under the donations category then.
I've never had the to take it when I go up there.
You know what I mean?
Put the kids a peek in there and put their money in there.
Okay, we need to get that.
Wasn't a year since we've been checked.
Yeah, I don't know.
This gravel pit royalty is something we added on. And it should be a figure on there, but for some reason I didn't print it out.
Well,
she had put it in through tractor work. And what this
tractor work income.
What gravel pit royalty is when when members use gravel on their own personal roads, we collect a 50 cents for each yard. And that, again, is earmarked for the gravel pit to restore it when it's done.
Restoration fee, basically.
Right. There wasn't a place to track it, and she was like, say, she put it into tractor work income,
which is wrong.
No.
If you look on her thing, she had $879 there, and that should be in gravel pit, what you see, and I apologize because when I transferred it,
some reason it didn't stand out.
And it was late. It was like a midnight or later on Thursday night, and I was tired.
Okay.
Horse fees and horse rides, that should just be completely eliminated from our budget sheet for now.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Livestock cattle sales, right now on our old budget, there's zero, and I added $4,000. There's a chance that maybe the livestock won't be sold until the first of the year, but we need some income, because we took some income off of the cattle fee. So
right. There should be. So what are we looking as far as our livestock? How many head? We had 5?
We got 13.
We have 13 that we could sell.
We got 15 calves.
So you understand what that is, Paul?
So we're going to keep some, though, right?
Okay. Pardon?
We're going to keep a few, right?
Very few.
We're still trying to build.
Almost most of them are
bulls.
I think the Lord's telling us something there. That, hey, you guys,
I don't know.
You guys need to sell them this year.
You need more cows. Yeah. Well, that could be it.
If we get it freezer, then we'll buy half.
On the livestock grazing income.
I raised that $1,500, but obviously knows. You might not get it this year. I mean,
you may not get anything on that one. Yes. Basically, I don't know.
We've already received $3,000.
That was from last year.
But like I say, he's supposed to send her 1st of June, and he's not. He's probably upset with the conditions.
Okay.
Because of the goats. And we got, right now we got 4 horses and a colt in the meadow up there right now, as always.
Okay.
He's working that goat.
Yeah.
Goat thing. He'll graze horses.
Okay. I see you have.
Then that bumped us out of Robinson, right?
Well, Bobby will, because Robinson, Robinson is so mad.
He's had a contract for many years, yeah. You know, and he's been in heck. I can't compete with the guy, so I'm not going to bring the job. Okay, miscellaneous income. There you go. Somebody buys a little bit of gasoline, or they, you know,
actually,
they reimburse.
Okay. Sell a gasoline is actually another item, but you save only budget $500. So anything that goes in that is something real small.
It's not a big deal. Reservations. When somebody comes and they pay their reservation fee, that's what goes in there, and that basically is.
Back up 1 second here. On this miscellaneous income. I don't see store. Oh yeah, I do see store sales.
Yeah,
never mind. I'll take it back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's in there.
All right. I'm sorry.
Miscellaneous.
I'll catch up.
Something completely off the wall that you never expect to make any money off.
Right.
Okay. What's turnover fees?
That's another one that can be taken care of.
I think we're reservation fees. We're back to that. That's obvious. That's the reservation fees for the cabin. Stays okay.
Sale of gasoline, we know what that is. Tractor work is whenever you go do some work for somebody.
I think we really lowered
that. The grader, you know.
It was $1,500. Okay. We lowered it to $500
because obviously Paul is just barely getting here and he's not having time to do it, and there's not a lot of demand for it right now with Alan Steve being on the ground and with other people being here doing work. There's not a lot of demand for him to be doing stuff, you know.
Last year, I don't think anything got done. I think why, because Ole wasn't available to do it.
No.
He didn't have time.
But I think when people members find that we got people here
that can do it, and we have equipment, and it saves them money from having to hire from town.
We had a ton of work done the year that Tony and Amanda were up here, and whenever you know, the Northies were here.
Right.
Kevin, you know, he did a lot of work for people, members, and
they. Well, always providing that the ranch stuff is done first, right?
Exactly.
And interest income is, are those penalties from late assessments? Is that what that is?
Okay, yeah, let's go down first to wildlife income. That, you guys, is what the
deer tag.
We
That should be
short. $4,000.
One deer tag?
They
give us.
No, actually, that's our.
We're part of a pool.
That's our piece of it.
Yeah.
Our piece of the raffle, basically.
Yikes.
Okay, and then reimbursed expenses. That's a good, you know, we have to have reimbursed expenses. Store sales. Interest income is the money that we've collected on past due assessments.
Okay, so we only made $172
on
past
due. Well, I want to make that another point. As we reviewed this, no assessments have been, no late charges have been assessed on any account to date.
Why not?
Of May 10th, and they were all due by March 1st.
Okay, that's crazy. That's something we're going to need to fix.
So do you guys feel like that should
we
be
We need
done?
To send out the bills.
Absolutely. I talked to her a few weeks ago, and she said she was sending those notices out. That was.
Otherwise, people are just not going to pay.
Well,
or they'll pay till the end of the year.
I'm saying they're not going to pay. They'll pay.
They're still paying
the regular assessment.
It's not the penalties.
And those penalties, and the longer you don't pay those will build up too.
In reality, in past years, we kind of wish most members wouldn't pay until later on.
Well,
because we were making, what was it, 21% interest off of them.
Yeah.
18.
That gives us some things to get it in. We've got to run the ranch off of the circular.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we should consider that if they have not paid those fees, they don't get a vote either.
Because they're not paid up. That's a gimme.
That's in the bylaws.
And like I say, come September, there's a lot of people that hasn't paid. That's when they did pay.
Because they want to vote.
There's a lot of people that pay, you know, a big penalty.
So the penalty was 21%.
No, it was
18%.
Which is a lot of
Well, that we need to get that. We need to get all those records in and send out notices and get that taken care of.
Well, Lynn was supposed to have done it, and so I'll have to find out.
Because with that difference of money that we don't have, the interest income is very small.
That also, there's also one couple that are. Two or three or four maybe that are in arrears a couple of years, and we're going to have to act on that. You know, if we have to for sale.
Yeah, why haven't we done that?
Well,
what stopped us from doing that?
Doing what again?
We will
for sale on people who are not.
I think of
well, I personally, I haven't even got from Linda. I haven't even found
not
out
paying
from,
their assessments.
I haven't even found out from Linda who the people are and the lots are. You know, I will make it a point to find out this week who's in arrears, how long they've been in arrears, what actions have been taken, and I will have a report back next meeting. And we'll have action taken before then.
You know, I mean, what's in the bylaws for something like that? I mean, you know,
it's in there.
I can give years
to put it up for sale.
Yeah, it's in there.
I think
less than that.
You put a lien on it. But you can force it.
Yeah.
That is legitimate.
It is in there.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got half to use. I mean, you don't want half
to
use.
Yeah, you don't want to go that route. But still, they need to make the payments.
Otherwise, everybody's
Joe Moe's not playing games. It's not like I have a lot. Like in the world, he's dealing with other issues.
I'm not saying it's all your fault, but...
You know, we may well find that some of the people that have been paying their assessments are not still alive, too. Like when we had the responsibility of contacting people to see if they were interested in participating in certain things, there were some people that were unreachable, some people that said, well, that's my mom and she's not able to do anything anymore. So there's some people that are just probably not delegating the responsibility of keeping up those payments.
Yeah.
No, that's really bad, though, because you go down to the courthouse and you're not talking to people.
I agree. It needs to be done. It's just that they have been not being notified.
I don't know about that. They get the mail. Somebody's getting that mail. And then it's trying to back to whatever somebody's seen. So when I was there, I had every single account of the current except for one. And I knew that he was deliberately avoiding us. And Dale tried to discuss with people there, too. And neither one of us could
catch him.
He owed Dale money, too.
That's because it's being handled.
But he was deliberately avoiding that mail.
Not being communicated with after it's a problem.
Okay,
they're not going to respond. That Deer Springs letter is probably in the circular file as soon as it hits the mailbox.
Yeah, under rules and regulations, Deer Springs Mental Association, advised November 2003, Section 14, members' annual assessment. The subparagraph 14.03, members who have not paid their assessment by March 1st will also be denied any and all branch benefits. All delinquent accounts will be charged an interest rate of 18% per year, compounded monthly beginning at the 1st of January of that particular year. If unpaid by the January 1st of the following year, their membership and ranch property will be subject to any and all collection proceedings deemed necessary by the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Board of Directors. And so that's, and as far as us, that's it.
And that's another thing we need to do is make sure that people that aren't paying their associations can't make reservations.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually we've had the problem with that already this year.
And that should be an issue that we need to discuss here real recently. Not only is that not being real solidly watched, but another thing that's happening is that they are reserving without paying the reservation fee and then not...
That shouldn't be allowed either.
I noticed on there quite a few people that had been billed for the reservation fee for two or 3 years later, you know, after they... I mean,
they're not going to pay that.
You know, and you got to... I thought it was a rule when I was doing it that they had to pay the reservation fee. They had to have their customer paid before they could get in the cabin.
Yeah.
And I don't think that...
Well, that's a control issue. I mean, obviously, our control.
We should have a list of names, and if somebody makes a reservation, they're on that list of names.
What they have done recently is someone makes a reservation who's in good standing, but lets someone who's also a member in not good standing stay. And that's happened within the last few weeks.
I don't know. But they're using their time.
Yeah, that's
fine. But getting back to this point here is that we can make all collection proceedings deemed necessary by the board. So we have to decide as a board what collective actions we're going to take. And so I will email each of the board members as soon as I find out the information as far as who's delinquent, how long they've been delinquent, and I will personally try to make contact with those parties before, I mean, so that at least I'll have some information for the board and the membership that we are attempting to make collection, in that, and what kind of circumstances are obviously causing them not to be able to make
that. Well, and I feel badly because Linda's not here, because this is an issue that we needed to discuss for 3 months in a row, and we've been to 3 board meetings. And we need to have her here so we can discuss this as a group so that she's aware of what's going on.
Right. Can we meet again, Jen?
You know, while we're on there, though, it doesn't seem like we're being that organized.
I can communicate by email.
How do we get organized there?
And phone.
Well, just like the head into
like, we can. I don't think that we need a meeting
that's
in the next month.
Yeah.
This is obviously going on longer than a month. So I do need to move on.
That's a management issue. We are working to need to just come up with those points and individual. And
I think
either you or us or
VP. There you go.
The problem is I'm the hatchet man, and you know that one might not come out too well. You might have to hire somebody else.
Okay,
so the moderate man might be a better take for that particular.
Okay. So like I said, I will find out what information I can this week. I will email every member on the board that information, and I will, like I said, I will research it out and find out, and then as a board, we can decide on what collective measures that we want to take. Okay, because that's how it's written in our rules and regulations.
You need to solicit some legal advice there. So I guess if it's homeowners association, there's got to be something where you can put it up for sale.
There's a standard procedure.
We don't want to do that.
That is an option.
There's a standard procedure for that.
Which we don't want to do that, but we want to put the sphere in there to really get their money in.
And we do it on an individual basis too.
Yeah,
so for everyone,
Jeopardy,
we know. Would all have to vote on it.
Yeah. You know what, Don? Whenever I took over the books in 2000, there were about 28 accounts away. I mean, like more than 2 years. When I turned it over to Linda, there were three. One, really two. One was we couldn't find them. So there were two that were passed due and one that we couldn't find. There were three. And what I'm saying is if you stay on top of it, there's really not a problem. And I didn't see anybody before, not one person. You know, we did the threat thing, we did this and that, but we kept on top of it and we were able to collect them. And I honestly believe you're right, that we just need to take it on top of it. Get on top of it and do it. And it has to be somebody who's going to
Another thing we can do is 18% is 18%, but if you go past a certain period of time, we can levy an additional fee.
That's right.
If it gets, you know, hey, you go
you know, I never
1 year
did.
Past
all
due.
All I did was I just turned over to the
drive careful.
anyway,
so okay, let's.
What
let's,
I'm trying to say is that what we did is just turn over.
Right.
Well, and you can use that when you do that. You can use that to get the credit too. So if you submit it to the credit agencies as well, they're going to immediately see that. That's going to be a big impact to them.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can. You can. Yeah.
Done them.
You know, I mean, it's a tool that you can use, right? It's one of many.
Their names are already on the
list. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so
yeah.
You know, while we're still on Linda, though, and this is probably taking advantage of Marva, though, but it seems like we've just got a continual deal that's not getting done right, okay? And can we set up a deal where Linda can sit down with you once and for all and give the exact headings that's good? You're the one that knows it the best, okay?
Well,
and say, this is where it needs to be categorized, and this is the end so I want to go into.
Yeah, I get
and if she's not catching up with it, I mean, we're going to have to go on a management plan on that and say, okay, if 90 days.
Yeah. For example, so you'll find another category in here. But every invoice, she's breaking out the sales tax. Every expense, and then a separate.
No, that's
the expense. Tax goes with whatever, yeah.
Whatever you bought.
Yeah.
That's part of that
expense.
Well,
so, I mean, we need to discuss a lot of things and issues, and it's been partly,
it's
been very hard for her and I to get together, and she had a lot of health issues, and her mother and everything, you know, and we hadn't planned it. There's a lot of excuses we can make, but we just need to sit down and do it. But what I'd like to do today is go down to the expenses and make sure that we've got all of it budgeted. I want to make sure Paul and Nancy understand, and the board understands what each of the those categories stand for, so that you know how to categorize them, so that you've got an idea. So auto extend is not anything to do with the services that you can have. Lean is an auto extend. It's a year of a strike in auto extend. You know, and Linda has been doing that. However, she's been putting all the gasoline under fuel, non-road use.
We haven't got a vehicle for diesel fuel, no pickup,
that's the only thing that should be under that is diesel fuel. The only thing that should be under auto is auto expenses, okay? We don't put any tractor expenses under auto, you know? None of that kind of stuff goes under there. Cabin maintenance, okay, that is maintenance, not supply. That doesn't mean paper towels, toilet paper, towels.
No, the building materials, replace windows,
toilet, the water.
Exactly. Yeah, refrigerators, etc.
Cabin supplies. Now is your toilet paper, your sheets, your
towels, your cleaning supplies.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah. Headquarters area is the flowers and the, you know, the things that go on right here. It is not, and we've kind of lately been putting in the troops that go on the ranch house because that's really it. But it's not necessarily any of these big buildings. It's not the store. It's not, right. Headquarters area might not be a good way to word it, but it was more and more, you know, lawn fertilizer, flowers, things that
went in that. Garden hose, whatever.
You know, garden hose, yeah, whatever went in the yard.
Fencing material.
Right here. But not, there's another category down here for fencing material.
Okay.
Okay, so the headquarters area is here.
Right.
And so, if you'll notice here, we put $2,500 in that because we wanted to cover this water heater that just got put in, the softener, the paint that you guys need for the ranch house, the paint that you need for the inside.
Get the filters in.
Yeah, but you'll notice, real quick though, you'll notice in the hand, we've already spent $3,400 in that. We took most all of that out of there because it wasn't, she had the, you know, blueprints in there and some other items. It wasn't,
no.
It wasn't for this area. So we took them out.
Yeah.
And then where do those go to?
We put them under miscellaneous.
So most of it was just one time.
So we took on Linda's thing under
the old budget.
We're talking about if you go under Linda's, go under cabin maintenance. See, she's got 3,000. No, headquarters area. She's got $3,430 that's coming out of headquarters area.
When we looked on that,
like you said, 2,000 of it was for the blueprints. There was a whole bunch of stuff on there that were not anything to do with headquarters area.
Right.
And so we moved those out.
It's a one-time
out,
expense.
And we moved them around. And I put headquarters area. So after I got done moving it, there was only $365 left in headquarters area, and the rest of the stuff had gone into different spots.
It's been spent already.
But we still bumped it up from $1,500 to $2,500 in the headquarters area.
Okay, so I want everybody to understand too. If you look at auto expense on mine, what has been spent is $9,560.
Right.
That was, like I said, it's probably more than that today now. And so we changed the budget up to $12,000.
Which is still real close. It's going to be real tight.
It's going to be really tight for auto. But I'm just saying, so you guys understand what we've done here, okay?
The next thing is
everybody
can
question me if you don't understand it. Okay, and under the non-road fuel use,
it went way down.
It's only $5,000 on mine now. And it used to be $9,000. That's because
$9,500.
We took that money and dumped it in where it should be, the gasoline. Does that make sense to everybody?
Now,
the headquarters area went down as far as what was actually spent, because if you look down in miscellaneous expenses, you'll see.
It's on the next page.
Yeah,
and just because we have $2,500 this year doesn't mean that we're going to expense $2,500 next year for headquarters area.
Exactly.
That's just this year's budget.
You got it. That's the whole thing you got to
do. That's like this year's budget.
Linda,
yeah.
You don't put
these. It was $1,500 budget for this year, but we actually increased it to $2,500. We feel like there's probably going to be some extra things that need to be done.
Well, this area. It's a common goal that we all want to get that.
Well, and there's other expenses we know we're going to have, and
And so under headquarters area, we did, like you said,
more than
2,500, and that is your money to spend in this
flowers.
Area for flowers. No, not for flowers.
$2,500.
You're going to go into forest business here?
But if you want to know the truth,
new windows.
You got it. You've already spent a chunk of that money with that water heater and the work Rick Willis just did to the water softener.
That money I was going to recommend we take out of our line of credit.
Okay, well, that's up to you guys.
Okay,
but
because that's why we
have that.
When
the bill comes to Linda, that's where she should be taking it.
Well, but that really should be in a budget item.
But we still have other things.
We've got to modify it.
The rent house still needs some major items.
It still needs some major
items. I think we've got enough money in this budget to pay for those items.
If we do, that'll be fine.
And then we might have to pull it out later to do something.
Right, the roof or the insulation and the windows. Absolutely.
But you guys have got enough money. You're not going to have this much because there's going to be, like I said, some coming out of it. But you're going to have enough money to get you some paint.
Window coverings.
Whatever you guys want to do inside to do stuff. And like you want that new kitchen faucet. Should come out of this headquarters area. Should come out of cabin.
In the shower, faucet.
Should come out of your headquarters area. It's out of your ranch house and okay. in the yard area here, okay? And, so does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Laundry, that's pretty self-explanatory. Anything that
here, before we go on again, right here, where we saw a few minutes ago, this is where, with Linda, to make sure this budget stays intact, is when you sign an invoice, make sure you put headquarters, you know.
Headquarters
area,
whatever,
right.
You know. And if you do that, then she's going to be more apt to do it right.
Now, if you go down, say you go down to Lumber Plus, and you have several items, quite a few items, it might be best to tell them, okay, girl, I want you to ring this up on these items upon one ticket. I want you to ring this item upon one ticket.
Now we can write it.
So you can.
I got to ask you a question. The last time you went to Lumber Plus, did they print you out a ticket that had itemized things, or did you have to sign on that little pad?
I signed on the little pad, and they print it out. They should do both.
We were there, they didn't give us one, but I think their printer was fixed. So, but that backup one is the one you got to sign on
right.
and tell everything, and then you're going to have to turn that to Linda because she's only going to get a copy of one of the people that are on the computer. She won't have your little things to go on.
That's what I'm recommending, though. Maybe.
So we should
maybe write up two invoices. Three invoices, so. Otherwise, Linda's going to get it.
As we break down these categories, these expenses, we need to, let's make sure that we write these things down as what is an expense for the ranch headquarters, so that
that's
we don't run this problem
to,
later.
You've been trying really hard. I hope Paul and Nancy don't feel like I'm beating you to the head, but I tried so hard to tell them how to do this because it's so important.
It is.
It's got to be done. And the thing is a history. We've been doing it now for several years, 5, 6, 7 years, and everything is like got a history, and you lose it with 1 year's messed up, And now we've only the 2 years messed up. We need to get it
back
into,
here.
There's a history.
And I said, take the burden on you guys, but you guys get it pretty. Put those categories on for Linda to get, but then Linda's going to have a less app to get it in the wrong area.
Hopefully we can ease her burden.
Yeah, and you can't blame Linda. I mean, I don't want this to sound like this is Linda's fault, because it's not, because she had to do a guessing game because Ollie would never turn the receipts in, so she would just get some bills from places. And as I went through her 4 QuickBooks thing, I felt sorry for her because it was just question mark, because she just had a bill come from Honey's IGA or from Knab Tire.
She had no
idea
what it was.
She didn't have an idea what the heck it was.
But, quick question. While we're on the subject of that budget, while I was out here doing several things, the lady doing the cleaning said that it's her family that owns that store.
What store is that?
The wood and hardware and all that sort of stuff that we have a contract with. Anyhow, she said Ole spent several hundred dollars, bought at ranch expense several hundred dollars worth of all thread.
Yeah, he
used it on that corral out
here. Several hundred dollars worth of it?
I don't know. He used it on that.
I just couldn't find any evidence of use of all thread, and I didn't find any in the tool shed.
The round corral and those other structures.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
there's
all thread on that. Okay. I just want to make the receipts.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm sure Linda got the bill for that all thread and has it where, so instead of putting it down for fence repair, she probably has put it to cabin maintenance or automobile, or you don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she didn't know.
Because she wouldn't know.
and the communication was bad, and it's much better now. And Linda Bennett says that she's really enjoying.
She is so happy
that,
with you guys.
That you guys,
oh,
yeah.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
She is. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, going on.
Sick of us talking.
Oh, no. She is so excited that you guys communicate.
Yeah.
You're talking to her. You would not
that's,
believe
that's the key.
It is.
I can't tell you enough how important that is. That we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. We all know what direction we're headed. We all know what we're doing.
Yep, it's
simple.
It is the key right. of everything. And not only in budgets, but it's the key in getting along with people and everything else. You know,
mm-hmm.
that communication.
Yeah. While we're still on these CAS and stuff like that, I was just talking to Paul this morning, and I, as a board member, would like to see these guys make a lot of the decisions on this cabin maintenance, where the money needs to go. Us as board members, I think we should kind of, hopefully we can just kind of step back and let them make some of these.
As far as minor improvements or major improvements?
Bring it to us. The major ones, think to us. But,
you know, I mean, people come up, they want a rustic cabin. You know, we could put in a nice, shiny new floor. And, you know.
Anything over a certain amount.
Major things. We have a maintenance plan that we're going to reinstitute. Yeah. And so that those things. But if minor stuff that you have,
I think this is here.
Something
has to be generated.
That's right. Well, bring it here and we'll say yes or no.
Yeah.
Communicate
with us. Yeah.
Right. On a weekly basis.
For a meeting to get things done.
No, we can't. We can't wait once a month to get things. That's the problem we've had. You know,
I see a problem. I fix it.
Yes, that's what we want.
The toilet is 7.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Teeter totter. Well, instead of taking it off and redoing the whole floor, and the cabin is out of commission for, you know, 2 days or a day or however long it takes me to do it. I just put these two blocks in there, and it'll be good for the summer.
Okay, good.
And it looks real rusty because you put little. Well, it looks like I'm pretty good.
Okay. Well, like I said, if it's something that you can handle and you have the resources, by all means, take care of it. If it's something that you can't handle, you don't have the resources for. Obviously,
if you've got ideas,
this is your resource. Okay.
Bring it to us. You know, you may know things or have ideas about things that we don't know about or haven't thought of, and
right.
let us know.
So far, have you gotten a grasp of the resources that are stashed in that?
I'm just getting
toilets right. against the wall and tanks and
boxes and
doorknobs.
Okay,
yeah, lots and lots of plumbing stuff.
Make yourself familiar with what we have.
I'll admit, I went in the store and I bought a couple things that if I would have dug a little bit in there. But I needed it right away.
Get it inventory now. That'll make all the difference in the world. For the same trip.
We're probably going to need to speak up a little louder with the wind. Okay, let's move on down here because we want to get through this.
This is a bathroom over the audience. Porta potty rental. Now, we took it out because you guys haven't done that. If you guys want to put that back in, that's something you need to decide, make a decision on today. Porta potty rental for Nancy and Paul is we had porta potties at the fish pond. And we rented them and they came up monthly and serviced those. And it cost a little bit of money. And we did it Memorial Day through the end of September. And John comes down and snapped it.
And
they did a good deal. I sent them to Blue Ranch.
It cost us $400.
I think we should do it.
I think we should.
That should make sure they're anchored down well with this wind and stuff.
That's the case that we need to put on your list to call him and ask him to bring
it. Okay, but we actually took it out of the budget because it hadn't been done.
And it didn't get done last
year. So, we all in agreement?
Last year wasn't done.
Yeah.
We want to have some facilities out there.
Two.
That's a good idea, though. Otherwise, you got to go to the bushes, right?
Yeah.
Johnson is Johnson Enterprises, and he's a member.
What's the membership fee?
Yeah, cost plus 20, huh?
The one
retail plus 20. Okay.
Propane, you guys, is really, really expensive, but we all well know, and that's.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
We upped that one $1,000.
What cabin ran out of propane? Recently, I got an email that
we saw a note about somebody.
March.
That's
not
oil repair. Oh yeah.
That was Moriarty. That cabin up there ran out whenever.
Yeah.
Was
Yeah. Oh, okay, it's been fueled since then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the propane is 60
okay,
plus.
Okay, good. Yeah. I thought when I checked, when I went around to all, checked all the...
Oh, hi.
Good.
Come on in.
Come on in. Yeah. Come on in.
Hi.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're having a meeting.
I'm John Southwick.
Ed Belinsky.
Hey, pleasure to meet you.
All right.
Ed, I know you. Hello. Good. Good. Ed, this is Paul. Grace.
This is my wife, Nancy.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yeah.
They got started.
All right. No problem. And this is your meeting. It's it's an awesome day.
So you guys up here just staying on your own?
Yeah. We just came up for the day.
Yeah.
Awesome. A little picnic. And
all right.
Yeah, appreciate your help. Appreciate your time and effort that you're putting in here. One of these days, I still go in and out of bed.
Really?
One of these days, I'll volunteer for the board.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a need positioned. Yeah. We heard that. We're establishing
coming pretty fast.
We're establishing committees too, so there's always a need for committee help, and we'll appreciate it.
Excellent. Ed, are you interested in running in September then? Seriously, for the board? I know you've voiced that a little bit.
Here's my deal. Right now, as far as I know, I'm working part-time down in Vegas. We go down there. We get on Monday, come back Thursday. So I'm down there like 3 days a week. So I'm up here most weekends. I would entertain that.
We're going to have quite a few vacancies in September. They rotate the board.
We want to give everybody a chance.
Well, actually, we have one vacancy now, which we could deal with.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. We're being able to manage things with our six consistent members.
Okay. If you're interested, you can know that.
Okay. Yeah, cool. You like it so far?
I love it.
Yeah.
We're proud to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you're going to really like these guys, Ed.
Yeah,
I like everybody.
Yeah, good.
Well, like I said, we're getting back to the basics, and we're going to make the improvements as we can.
Right.
Thank you, Ed. All right.
Stopping by.
All right.
Okay, I've got a lot over in Crawford Canyon.
74?
73.
Ed, he's mainly in Nevada. As you heard, he's mainly with some of the other people.
Got a cabin?
It's not a cabin, just a trailer, I think.
Okay.
Cool.
But he's actually voiced and been involved in other committees. He's been pretty active in the past.
I remember. I've seen his name a lot before. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Propane, we raised it $1,000 for the budget we had for the year.
We know fuel costs are going up.
That Paul's going to need to order pretty soon for the upper cabins, and at the same time, when you order for the upper cabins, you will order for Ken Lynch. Not that we pay for Ken Lynch, but just make sure AmeriGas knows. You will have members come in, and they will say to you, hey, the next time the ranch is getting propane, would you mind telling them to go fill my cabin? And the reason is, I explained that to you, it saves them the delivery.
Right.
Because we don't get a delivery fee charge because we got so many cabins. So,
what about Lee? Does he get propane?
You'll have to talk with Lee. He does occasionally. And sometimes they have, there's more than one fuel company down there. There's AmeriGas, who we deal with, and there is...
Coast, Garkane.
Well, there's three suppliers: Coast, Garkane, and AmeriGas. I don't know. Most people out here have AmeriGas, but there were a few that had Coast. They might have changed that to AmeriGas by now. So what I'm just trying to tell you, like the Bozays, Joe and Candy Bozay. I don't know if you guys have actually had a chance to meet them yet, but I know that they had their tanks filled when we filled the lower ones the other day, just before you guys came. We had them filled those. I'm just telling you how the system works. You haven't really worried about it.
I think Ken Lentz is going to need it.
Oh, no, he for sure is. I told him. He's already told me. He's down to 30%. He keeps calling me up to make sure we don't forget. I'm just passing on the call.
Because he doesn't want to have to pay the service charge.
That's good.
And you know something, too, is that it's not a huge deal. If we had them, they come up and they only fill up to 80.
Right.
And they only fill to 80, and then so we can get to 60. So it would be a big deal if we had them for this bill. Another couple weeks, and then you will probably be okay with the upper cabins for the rest of the year. There are the upper cabins you can stand. We had those cabins last fall because it was my concern, and I want you to know about this, and all everybody to know about this, is that you want to never leave your upper cabin empty or really, really low in the fall.
Right.
Because you never know when
you open up in the spring, how wet the road's going to be, and Mary Gaskin
was not get anybody up
truck
there.
Up that hill if it's wet.
No.
They've had some close calls with tip of that truck over on that hill, and they will not do it. So they will only come up when it's a good weather day and when the roads are good. And so you want to have fuel up there so that you can open them up early enough and you still got a couple of weeks leeway to play with. You know?
And I should have worked out good, too, because prices are a little bit lower last
night. Yeah, that's the other thing.
You never know. You never know.
Not always. I've been... Not always.
I lived off 5% for a month.
God, yeah. So I'm just... But you just kind of...
Okay, I wanted to make mention on propane. We have two tanks that are full that are not being used. We got one there, and we have one over there. Is there a way that they can hook those or take those full and move them someplace else and tie them in with the system that we do use?
Now, that one actually just get rid of that one.
There's a couple things here to say. That one right there, only thing that powers is the gas lantern in the laundry room, which is in the wintertime you use because you can't, it's the only way you can, it's always dark and you have to have a lantern. That's the only thing that gas, that lamp, that.
We should have solar lights for that.
Well, we could change that.
Let's have solar lights for that. That can be easily fixed.
The store. You might not want to move that one because it's the Z-freeze in there or the refrigerator.
Okay.
We have a tank sitting there without being used. But if they can move that,
I don't know if they can
pick that tank up and take it away from us, and they'd have to pay us just pay for the gas.
Let's do that. I mean, we can go to Costco and for very little money buy a couple solar lights, LED lights, and they work great. They're bright ones. They come with a battery. For $40, I bought them for my house.
They're amazing.
I need to tell you the reason that's there is because it's tough. There has been a dryer there.
Right.
And that's the only reason we haven't moved it, because in the back of our mind we kept wondering if we're going to do that again. You guys want to get a stacking washer and dryer.
Oh, which I have, which I need to bring out. Yeah, I have one for
there.
Do you have it?
Does it go in the laundry?
It can go in there. Yeah. There's water in there. There's water in there. There's sewer set, hecked up, and everything in there. It's all made, ready to go.
Fine.
I'm going to
walk across the...
That's just the reason that we haven't moved it, so everybody knows that we...
Well, if you want to put it there, then I got some stackable washer and dryer that can go there. Does it cost money to have that tank?
It costs us $1 a year to rent that tank.
Yeah, the cost of renting tank's nothing. It's just that, if you want to reuse it for that, then I'm good. As long as it's got a use.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
If it doesn't have a use, then let's not move it.
Put in the washer and dryer doesn't have to...
That way it doesn't have to.
Yeah, because space is a premium in the house.
Use that area as your pantry.
It's up to you.
That's what I meant to do with it.
Oh, okay. So
you may want it.
I had to move the cabin. Am I going to wash and dryer? I'll move the cabin.
I need to move that
away. I get gas and dark tanks for this. You're charging with this.
Soon.
The lights that are in.
But we have to get it rejetted for propane, so I don't know how. If you get a mirror gas out here, no. We'll get them to reject. Maybe we just get rid of it. I'm going to take the fridge to the mirror gas rather than have them come out here. So maybe we can lay that together.
Because I had everything on, but we have the generator.
All right, gotta keep moving.
All right,
I need to take a break at once.
Can we just kind of get down through those?
Let's move on down. I'm good.
Go down to tractor data repair. We lowered that one. It was higher, and we lowered it.
Well, just a second, though. You skipped store supplies with Nancy.
Store
supplies.
She's got a copy of it. I mean, if they look at it.
Well, let's just go over each one. Store supplies, $1,000.
Right.
Supplies for your store. Uh-huh. So now you know how much money you can spend when you get to this. You know, when you get to a point, you're going to have to wait. Oh, I'm about to my $1,000 I put into that store, so I better watch it.
Even if there's profit,
that that's it. There is. You can, but just bear in mind. Yeah, the reason I put that on there is that we had one group that came up here and they bought about $900 worth of t-shirts in 1 year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're never going to sell $900 worth of t-shirts. So our profit that year was like $90. We went way in the hole. For the next couple of years, we ever had some t-shirts to sell. But I'm just saying, so when you're thinking about big items, think about that, okay?
Big items?
They've done a lot. T-shirts, hats, knives.
Right.
Buy large quantities. Well, we got a better deal by buying large quantities.
Right.
Right now, is that store is not self-service then, huh? It's manned?
No.
Okay.
No, it's self-service.
Because it's the honor system.
I don't think we should have things like knives and stuff in there anyways, unless somebody's going to be there all the time, or it's locked. And then
we had a locking case.
But I think knives is something else.
No.
That's a liability.
Yeah. No.
But anyway, I'm just saying, she's done so well with the store, we're going to find that the store is still, we're going to go back up again like it used to be. So, I mean, it's never been a big money maker kind of shit.
No, it's a convenience thing.
Even if it just pays for itself,
and
that's good.
You need to get some, you know, some food item or something.
The oil and the gas and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the little oil, things of oil.
It's more of a convenience item, and we don't expect to make a lot of money. It's just nice to have.
And if I put my eggs in the refrigerator in there, and put a sign on it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, telephone and trash is the reason that those are combined together. I know everybody goes, why is telephone and trash? Because we used to pay the Washington, King County Conservancy District, you know, because we had that telephone repeater up on the hill, and then we paid them the same company for the trash.
So can we separate that out?
You know what?
Let's separate
that. We haven't separated it because it's a history situation. You can compare from last year and the year before and 10 years back. You know,
yeah,
that's,
but
that's
we can start a new history.
Yeah, because all she has to do is you can show them the printouts of the category. She can show you right there. Telephone, trash.
Either way, but
it's not a huge deal.
That's the deal. We do want to increase the minutes on the telephone, so that's good.
And we do have some money there.
And we have money there.
Okay, you've got tools of life. You've only got a budget of five.
It was $1,000, but since we brought a lot of tools.
Now, Paul, that letter, that extension letter, that goes under a tool.
Okay.
I would think. So,
did you
make
have to
sure.
buy an extension ladder?
Yeah, because the one we have is broken, and he called me, and I said, yeah, you need a good, safe ladder. You need one that's a little bit taller to get to put the caps back on these roofs, you know, spark
not just the caps, just cleaning the
chimneys and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
that would go under a tool.
That
was in there.
Yeah. Well, like I say, you guys are working with this. You say, hey, I'm out of tool money, so I need that much money, so maybe I can, you can tweak it just a little bit. You know, so you might take a dollar or two out of something else. But.
Tractor and grader repairs, we're worried about that Kubota and needing to get that down. Taylor's been talking to Danny about that. Are you going to turn that over to Paul, or are you going to continue to do that? I think you should turn it over to Paul.
Both of them.
He repaired it once and it's not right.
It's not
so
repaired.
Gonna,
he has to fix that for free.
He thinks it's an electronic thing that's wrong.
But he's got to have the tractor to do it.
Right.
He might be able to do it out here, might not, but he's just got to keep rising.
The grader needs a fuel filter.
Okay, so that would be where that would go.
And like I say, we lowered it from what it was.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we don't have any major problems. We had to come up.
And this building facility equipment other, I don't know what that is. She added that in there, and I'm not quite sure what that is. And she's got $20 in there, and I don't know what it is. So that was so big and so big that I couldn't quite figure that out.
No, that's like a MISC under building facilities.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's a miscellaneous.
It should have been put miscellaneous instead of,
cleaning labor.
Then
we should have had
management,
something there.
That is what Linda's fees are that she pays, that we pay her, okay? Bank card merchant fees is the money that we pay every time somebody pays us with a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody understands
nobody,
that?
Nobody's paying it.
No, they are.
Not much.
Well, that was limited.
That's because he's not catching the reservation
fees. Okay.
So.
That's okay. Internet connection is, she's just... That must be her. She must have put Starband underneath that. I don't know.
Is it this? Yeah, is it Starband?
That's something we didn't have anything budgeted for because she's added a category in here. Okay? And before I had, we needed to. That's okay.
We
didn't put a budget in there because I wanted you guys to see that that's something new that wasn't ever budgeted in the first place.
Well, we need to put a budget on that.
Yeah, we do. But I'm just saying that's something that wasn't
how much
put
it costs
in
a year.
This is half year.
New category she's added in.
Okay, but we should put a budget to that. This is going on through half the year, basically. We could double that amount, say $750. Is that what it's costing then?
How much is it a month? Yeah, it's a monthly fee.
$50 a month.
$600 a year.
$600 a year.
So we should budget $600
in there. $600
there. Okay, then on the legal tax preparation recording fees, that's obvious. And just so you guys know, every time you call Barry, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And we've paid him about... Well, all of that.
I've only called him. Well, I've only seen him once. I don't know how many other
billed,
times.
He's billed us for all that money right there. Is Barry's fees.
Is that Barry's fees? Well, I've got some more legal fees coming up then, and I'm glad to see that's the category. But
it's
I'm not going with Barry.
Now.
I'm going with another firm in town for the lease contract that I'm.
I have a consult
with them next week on that.
So you've got $1,500. Well, that, you don't have that much.
No,
you've
got
a
thousand. You got $1,000.
But
may exceed.
You've got tax prep coming out of that, too.
I don't know how much,
got,
how much
also
is the tax
you've got,
prep.
You got more of Barry's legal fees.
So is it part, is the tax prep part of that $495?
No, she hasn't got the taxes done yet.
I can't believe that Barry charged me $495 for that 1 hour
no,
visit
no,
that
no,
I was
Taylor,
with.
Taylor, hand me the paper. I gave you that, all the printout that's just on there.
It's for filing fees and stuff on delinquent accounts.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to let you guys know, for instance, that evidently there was $1,060 billed on March 20th. She paid Settlers Cove Diesel Repair for a service call on the generator. Does anybody know about that? Why did we have to pay $1,000 to get that generator fixed? Does anybody know anything
in
about
the winter
that?
Time, there was a problem. I remember getting
March.
It would have been in February.
No, it was during the wintertime. There was a problem with that generator. It was not functioning. You know, there was a battery problem or something. I remember that. The battery.
That we paid over $1,000.
Yeah.
And then, not only that, but then she accredited it to headquarters area instead of to generator.
No, instead of to the water system maintenance.
Yeah. Well, that should have been Ole's responsibility, to make sure that thing was taken care of and running properly, but... I don't know what major repairs for $1,000 were done.
Well, maybe if you talk to Danny on this tractor, once you ask me maybe what was done to the generator, just for your knowledge, so you kind of get a little bit of history on any problems that might have been with the generator in case in the future.
Same guy working on the Kubota.
Yeah.
So we know what regular maintenance needs to be done on it.
Okay. Barry Clarkson, on February 19th, we paid him $378. And then again on April 22nd, we paid him $100.
I think April 22nd is when I had...
So, well, you paid $96.67 back, so it's close to $100. So what I'm trying to say is...
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I knew I had an expense. I told him, it's legal advice, obviously.
Here's another little example. I really, really wish Linda were here today. She, under Livestock, Wildlife, and Agriculture, she has put the cost of transporting the Kubota back to the ranch. And when Alan Seed brought the Kubota back, he charged the ranch $200 to do that. And she put that under Livestock, Wildlife, and Agriculture. No, that should have been under Grader.
That should have been under Grader and
Tractor Repairs.
So I took and moved it.
Okay,
one
good.
Category to
yeah, okay.
Just so you guys understand, that's the kind of things that we found a lot of.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Okay.
Insurance is our insurance has been paid. Liability, property insurance. Apparently, it looks like we have.
The new balance now is almost zeroed out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're only got $300 left in that account now.
The management fee thing. If you guys look at that, this was through the first part of May, and it was $15,000. That means that it would be up to $45,000 for a year because we've gone through a third of the year at that point, and we've paid only $15,000.
Why?
Did anybody see something wrong there?
Was there I can't remember how it was discussed, but before he was invited to leave, wasn't there an incentive check to
No.
How could those funds be transferred to him then if he's not an employee?
He was paid through April.
You're just looking. Let's take a look at this and tell me what's going on with this. Here's the management fee.
That's the accounting problem we have. Serious.
Well, if we've got all these serious problems, that needs to change within 30 days or we're going to have to get a new...
I agree.
Okay, you guys, I want to show you
bookkeeper.
Something here.
Everybody's going to know this.
No.
I don't understand it. But there were two checks written out, and then there were two more checks at the same period of time, so he was double paid twice.
There might be an explanation.
Who is double paid twice?
Olin. That's why that figure is so
high. That's
an accounting problem. That, because from what I understand, when Linda pays them, I don't know if she set this up with you yet or not, as far as the money was taken, transferred to an account. You know, it's like an electronic transfer. And set up
the
payroll check.
Did it actually happen in the bank, or did it just happen in quick?
No, see, the thing is, I don't know.
That's my question. I know how it works.
Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to say it. Linda, she would submit something to the bank, and the bank would make the transfer at a given date, the amount of money. Whether she transferred it twice, I don't know. It could be an accounting problem here with just an entry.
Well,
could be it's an accounting problem, but it could be a data entry problem.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're hoping.
That's what we need to see the statements. See, the treasurer, Taylor, should be receiving the statement.
Well, I've asked the bank to put me on, but I haven't got
okay.
it yet.
I think at the very least,
because I mean, Linda's just the bookkeeper. You're the treasurer. Okay, so your position, actually, you're over her.
Yeah.
And so you need to know how much has gone out, you know, but just, I mean, you should receive the statements, whether it's an e-statement or whatever, I don't care.
I've asked the bank to put me on so I can get on the site and actually see,
So we have statements, and we just need to review those statements and see if, in fact, whether he was double paid or not. Okay, so we need to see if he was double paid. He got another one over on us. Okay.
Okay. Under the management fee, there is a good possibility that 15 number is wrong, and so these guys should be 30,000 here. A year,
and that's correct. Yeah, that's what I'm starting to tell you.
But you've got to remember, guys, that
yeah.
we have to pay workers' comp,
right.
We have to pay employment, we have to pay FICA and their Medicare.
Right.
And so that
right.
number is going to go up a lot more than $30,000. So if you
that's
put
true.
The 39 in there to make sure we cover everybody's money.
Right.
Because we want to make sure we got enough money to get these guys
oh, absolutely.
So that's
for workers' comp insurance and
now, as far as insurance in the future for the family, is that an issue? Is that a problem?
I don't know that it's a problem, but right now it is. Right now, we don't have it in the budget.
I'm saying a year from now or 2 years from now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, you know. More you guys could tweak these budget items.
I'm on
my own here.
Yeah, I mean, I personally feel that it is something that we need to do. You know, for our employees, that we need to take care of them. We expect that when we're hired from someone that we get taken care of. And so... We need to research that, and I will look into that and see, you know.
It was discussed at a previous meeting.
It has been discussed.
It was going to be performance-based, wasn't it?
Well,
results of the rank.
Yeah, as far as
salary increases and so forth, yeah. But as far as benefits, I mean, salary and benefits. But, yeah, obviously, I don't foresee that as a problem, but it's something that we're needing to look into. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, moving on down to printing and postage. The reason that is $1,200 is we have made a goal, you guys as a board have made a goal to send out a newsletter every quarter, and it hasn't been happening. But every time we send out a newsletter, it costs around $300. And if you send out four of them, then that would be $1,200.
My suggestion is we do it every 3 times a year.
I think you're right. And then the rest of that postage can go
for one.
To mail out things and stuff like that,
right.
You know. And so, but anyway, we left it at $1,200. If that sounds reasonable, mm-hmm. That gives you guys $1,000 to do a couple mailings and then one more at the end of the year.
We got the annual mailing day coming up.
Well, you got two of them. You got one coming up that you need to mail everybody a notice of the annual meeting and the notice that they can nominate everybody. And then you'll have to mail out the ballot in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, you'll have to mail out the budget.
Right.
For the next year.
So you got three required mailings.
Yeah.
So for the newsletter, why can't people not just read it online?
Well, we have some people that just don't feel real comfortable with that. So we can mail it to people.
I mean, our church used to do that. We had a newsletter, and it was available online. And then the people that we knew, like there was older people that didn't do the computer, and we mailed that to them.
And you know what? That's what our goal, like, we need to make, that we would like to do.
We need to bring that up and see if we can get come up with a list of people that would say, you know, I can opt out of those and take them electronically instead. And tell them that money is going right back to the ranch. So we can spend it on postage or we can spend it on
and
funding.
Paper and you're exactly right. And our business, you know, the business I work for now, that's what we've done. We've opted, you know, we have people that opt out to go on the union and now and other ways. But yeah, it's something that needs to put it in there. And then Linda has to get this, you know, organize, get this email list and everything together. And that's something that needs to Website management now is our secure, that's got the secure fee in there, the security certificate that we paid for in there for our website. And it also has the webmaster fee in there.
Okay.
Okay. Little management, we didn't have anything this year. Office supplies, of course, that's Linda. General administration and stuff, that's just a few other little things.
Office supply, I guess, if you guys need a few things out here, too.
Well, the $800, if you end up needing that printer, I think we could probably get you a printer.
Wait, I have a brother.
No, we're getting a new printer.
Because that one didn't work. Didn't
you? There's two printers. Are they both broken or?
Oh, I thought you said you
we need a new one. We need a new one.
Well,
we got $800.
Oh. Well, but if we don't, I mean, like I can look at it and see
if it'll work
or not. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it doesn't work, then let me know. I can look at it.
Yeah, she's okay. Got a brother computer.
But well, we had two in the.
Yeah,
we need to be bogged down on this right now.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And that's your responsibility. You guys, you work with Doug.
Okay. Yeah, I can work on that. So we don't need to buy a new printer. We got two there.
And I agree with you. Let's go.
Yeah.
If you can possibly get away with
it. We can make it work.
You know,
I love my printer.
Ink,
paper, whatever.
Because if you want to make signs, like you did.
Okay.
Crop management, erosion control, that is all the fee we paid to Nolan Button to do all this work around here. They saw this.
Well worth it, yeah.
And we estimated that didn't get on that to cover that. Plus, there's a couple hundred. We're still going to go over that.
Well, we just took Paul around and showed him where we'd like to have Alan or somebody do some broad hauling. We lost one of the junk man over here by the county to keep that erosion network up at the broad hollow fork of the road to keep that flooding out that culvert when the summer rains come. Paul knows all about it. So just so the board's aware, what we decided is when we leave here, I'll call Alan, because I've got his number on my cell phone, and just say, Alan, the next time you're in there, would you stop in and talk to Paul? Paul wants to show you some work. We need some prices on that. Once you're going to call
him. He gave us prices at one time, but we'll...
But the fuel prices
are gone
out, so it's reasonable to understand that he might have all that money. And so we figured we'd just give some quotes for that and then let Paul and Alan work it out. But he's only got a little bit of money there to do it.
Probably going to have to buy a little bit of seats this fall, but, you know, seats on these areas.
Yeah, we'll need this.
You got Nolan in there for a player, too, right?
Yeah.
We need to go to Nolan.
Go to Nolan and
ask him. Yeah, he gives a better price.
Well, on the rock and stuff, I'll see Nolan, because that was Alan's got his back home.
His track home. Yeah.
He can kind of do it. You know? Yeah. If he's here
with his stuff.
So we up to that. We took that money out of contract services.
Okay.
Okay, fence materials, we've given you $1,200 in that.
We lowered it
because Ole had it really, really high.
Yeah.
And you guys are not going to have a lot of time this year to do a lot of fence work anyway.
So we just kind of...
And Ole was,
you know.
Ole was so good. Ole says, I'm going to do all of this work, you know.
So that was the reason it was high before, but we lowered it.
Okay.
The fishing there now, we roughed that. And you guys might even want to change that back down. Because remember, we only had it at $2,000, and we just spent $1,600.
Right.
And so we put an extra $500 on it because the guy won't really come over here for $500 with a fish.
Well, we do want him to deliver another load of fish at the end of the season so that they have time to grow. And
well, that's the reason he's got $900 more in here.
That's fine.
Fish.
Okay, for this year.
I'm good with that.
That's fine.
You okay with that?
Okay with that?
We figured we got to keep at least the fish ponds up since it's been away for a time.
Okay, do you want to report on the fish? Tell these guys what you found out the other day.
There's nothing but bass in there.
Well, there's a lot of trout, too.
I mean, there's a lot of trout, but I mean, there's a ton of bass. I don't know how bass got in there.
Somebody dumped those in there in the last 3 months.
Who?
Somebody who wants the fish for bass. There goes all of the trout.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who? Does anyone know? A name? Can I get a name on this?
It doesn't take very long just to have bass multiply. They multiply.
Well, I know. I don't mind fishing bass, I would like them in the lower pond so that they couldn't migrate to the upper pond.
Also, he found them in the lower pond in the past, but never in the upper pond. He said he found one in the upper pond.
In the upper ponds.
Wow. So, we can't be spending $2,500 for fish and have them be fish food.
Well, let me tell you something that the guy told me, the size of the fish that he brought to us,
No problem.
Not a bit of problem. They will not affect the bass. The bass will not affect those fish.
The big ones.
The big ones.
We don't want to keep bringing the big ones.
The only one they'll affect is the little
guys. The little guys.
Right. Fingerling.
Which we haven't been.
Well, and they don't, and the trout don't reproduce out there anyway. They can't.
But like I said, I
really? A little
bit? I don't have.
Because normally trout don't reproduce unless they got a sandy bottom.
I know, that's amazing. That upper pond, they will reproduce that.
Huh.
Yeah, but you know,
there might be an area where they can. That's pretty rare.
You know, this is not an action that the board approved. So you know, someone taking, you know,
it happens all the time.
But you know what?
I mean, it was reservoirs.
And I'm not sure it's the end of the world. Fishing is fishing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Reservoir. They're saying they got walleye in there, and it's a big deal. And they're talking about basically killing the whole reservoir just to pull those walleye out and start all over again. Yeah.
We had an issue of pike, one of the lakes back home.
Somebody talk to Larry Clarkson to see if they have anything to do with those bass being in there.
Well, I don't know. Please.
No, I mean, to see if they had that.
Well, I wouldn't be impressed, Larry.
Because there was a time when I've been here since the 70s.
I know.
When they wanted bass up here. Maybe they did.
But you know what? It's okay. I mean, I just want you guys to know that he found them. I think there was some in the lower, but we've been trying to keep down that.
I think in the
problem is, if you're going to have bass, you need to do it in a controlled fashion, and because what will happen is they'll boom, and then they'll bust, and they'll die. So you have to balance them out with some other feeder fish for them to reproduce.
The paying guys, the fish guy says, if you got bass in there, you need to bring some bluegill in. And
that's right. You have to do that, because what will happen is they'll reproduce real quick,
with bluegill,
they'll eat up what they got, and then they'll die.
Oh, by the way, don't eat.
Oh, we got the state fishing game guy coming out here Monday?
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. After showing where the ponds are.
What is he doing? Is he checking for whirling disease?
Yep, that's all he's checking for is whirling disease. That's all he's checking for.
Yeah, okay.
Now, didn't they have a problem with some of the fish coming up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he came back and
He's put more in.
He brought him in.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I asked him to bring a little bit smaller. Those first
were enormous. It was such a shame to see how many fish were dead.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. We got to get through this, guys.
Okay, where are we at?
This is like grazing fish. Grazing
fish. You guys, that is what we have to take to BLM. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, horse pack and feed. Obviously, we don't need horse.
Zero.
But no, it's not. It's got to have a little bit of hay and cow. $1,500
Oh, okay.
It's a cow hay.
Cow hay.
So we need
problem.
We need to find hay for $1,500 for the winter?
About that much hay?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll help you on that.
Plus feed for any other little smaller animals we want to keep, or...
Well, no, because we don't have any small animals.
Are we gonna?
Only these guys...
Not this year.
Okay. Then no problem.
There's $100 in the petting zoo
miscellaneous. Oh, the petting zoo miscellaneous, that's right.
There's $100 in there.
Left. Okay. $100
Yeah, there's $100 left there, because... Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to worry about
the vet. What about vet for the cows? No? No issue that with that? What about the breeding feed? Where did that go?
Well, we didn't pay.
We may have a problem. If Brett doesn't bring his cows up there this year, we've got a big problem.
So we're going to have to pay.
We will not have a bull, and we will have no calves next year if we cannot get Brett Robinson up here with
the bull should be out there with cows right now.
And it should be right now. There should have been a bull there 2 weeks ago. Just so you guys realize the magnitude of the problem we got without Brett Robinson bringing cows. Okay,
thank you.
Well, the goats have been moved. Will he consider taking another look at it?
Well, we didn't know that.
Our dog.
I don't know if the goats.
We don't know if that's permanent either. That's the problem.
The goats are just down somewhere where we can see.
Okay, livestock, wildlife, agriculture, or other expenses, $1,200.
I don't know what she dumped in there.
What is that?
She ate something.
So you're going to have to find out what that is.
I got to find out what it is. I can go help you find out.
Okay. Well, we need to... All right.
The next case, you don't have to go through that real fast, because we don't have to worry about...
Summer help, we got. We want a budget for that.
I put $1,000 in there, and I would like to have you guys consider that for Gene.
You can have mine. We should have them down here.
Okay, I got a motion here.
Not a motion. I'm not a board member.
I'm thinking we need a motion here.
Okay, but you need to discuss it. I don't even know if John knows about it yet.
Okay.
Where's the summer help, Mike?
Just for some additional help.
It's for his oldest son, Gene.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
He's got to have something.
That's peanuts. What we're offering.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, Paul may need some help moving something, this and that, doing something to help out around here. And Dee's a good worker, and I think it'd help out. You know, he's used to probably earning a little bit of money already, and out here he can't earn anything.
Well,
so
then maybe next year you guys come up with a little bit more. You know?
And he's available also as an extra hand. If you got something you want to do on your property, you can, you know.
He's a good hard worker.
Where are we at?
Could you make a motion?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we have, we can offer some, $1,000 for summer help, if you can have it in the budget, and that we could, you know, obviously he's not going to be an employee, but just for summer help, we could, you know, offer him like $200 a month for 5 months or something like that.
And I'll second the motion.
Could we track it? As long as we're doing it, track it for now.
That's why I'm doing it.
Paul's keeping track.
Okay.
Write down how many hours.
Yeah, I'm writing down hours. Yeah. Just for drills, so that when it comes up again for the next budget, we can understand it.
He really, I mean, there for about a week or two, he was with me every day, almost all day.
Yeah.
Sun up to sundown.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think, you know, if we say, you know, $20 a month, whatever, I mean, he just, like, it's not him.
Right.
Well, at least got a vehicle.
Yeah.
You're going to wish.
Okay. Well, we can't have anyone drive a ranch vehicle unless we're on our policy. Somehow we got to get.
He's not,
you know.
He doesn't have a driver's license. Yeah. He can't drive a ranch vehicle.
Yeah.
He can drive a tractor.
Yeah, he can drive a tractor.
As long as he's trained in their safety and everyone, you know.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a second. Have motion and seconded for summer health and for Dee. All those in favor?
Aye.
In favor? Aye. Unanimous. Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay. And then contract services. The next thing down there with the budget. That is for Larry Geltzer, who's running our grader. Okay.
Yes.
That would also be for Alan Steed if he's doing like the gravel, the salt, the rock stuff. You could do it under that if it's like for the culvert up there, you know, road work, stuff like that. Kind of want, if he does his erosion stuff, you want for Paul, if you do the bill from him, and he does the rock out here for the erosion.
Should we be budgeting some for culverts?
Like culvert,
I think we should.
Okay.
Should we have something in culverts?
Well, but that's if you bought culverts. That was material.
We had it. We did have a budget for it. We took it up.
Yeah, we did.
Try to get money in these other categories. Because
I can think of a couple areas, especially in Flag Canyon, that need culverts.
We could.
not where our area is concerned. I mean,
there's culverts in that area.
Yeah, there have been a lot of culverts. But there's also other work that still needs to be
other
done.
Areas that haven't been touched.
We got roads.
I haven't had anybody touch the roads near our property.
You know what you need to do?
Property.
You need to get everybody in that hole done and everybody in culverts done. The owners got together, and we all of us in culverts donated $250 to $550, and that's how we got our gravel on our roads.
But I think we should have at least a minimal pass once every five years.
Dustin, that's why we have contract services. We have that's what we do for Larry Melvin.
Yeah. Grading or road repair.
We grade that every single year.
No. I mean, we've got bushes as high in the road.
There are roads that have not been touched
since I've been a member.
Yeah.
You need to point those out on the map too.
We're gonna get to that.
We're gonna have to
get a road plan. We're gonna have to work on that. But let's just go. We have money for that. That's a $6,000 system. Okay.
That's been a thorn in my side since the beginning.
Every single load on this ranch was laid when
John Pardo was here. Yes.
Yeah, but not now.
Last year there wasn't anything. Larry did a little bit.
So that's something we're going to need to work on.
Ground, but not like.
And majority of the main roads have been hit this year.
I don't know what you consider being wrong. The majority of the membership is Fly Canyon. I beg to differ that the majority of the main roads been hit.
Yeah.
We drove it. done. He just made it over up on the top.
Yeah, the last couple of days.
Okay, well, okay, last
there's
couple days.
There's still some more road.
I'll just say there's a lot more road out there.
There's some work to be done.
I got
to
agree with Dustin on that. That we're, you know, the 20 memberships over there are neglected.
Yeah, but you
got
to look at this again. Like Barbara's trying to say, you know, a lot, the main road improvements that have been done on this been done by individual member money.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Crawford Canyon is using Broad Hollow's road to get this. But yet that
Dry
Broad
Canyon is using Broad Hollow's road, but you guys didn't pay anything on it. The members that are there paid it. The ranch didn't pay for that road.
All that.
Well, I said we have money available.
Let's use it
to put it around the road.
You guys need to organize ads.
Yes.
I agree. But the ranch has to put in some too, and the ranch hasn't.
Yeah, they put in a lot of phone service.
We put in more money as far as
maybe on the one main road, but that's it.
Yeah, that's
I mean, any of those side roads, none of them.
Yeah.
None of them have been touched.
I'm just letting you guys know that as if you put back in
not even
the amount of money that's put two roads in the form of culverts, Slide Hollow has got 75% of them.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, but but I'm just saying that roads are an issue. And
big issue.
Okay, so let's get back down to this
signage.
Water.
Yeah, we got signs.
Water. Oh, signage.
We got signage.
We are painting into the signage.
No, there's no need to.
Well, I think this falls into the security issue that we do have an issue. And I think we do need to print up some new signs and have some more private property posted signs. We're going to need to invest in that. And I think that's something we're going to need to budget for. We've got some security issues.
Yeah, posted things we've got.
Some along those lines, John. And, you know, associations, they have those stickers that they put in the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Member number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their lot number.
Right.
It's their lot number. Yes, I have a thing that hang in the rearview mirror. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've got to talk. We're going to come to that. If we get through this.
That
would come out of this.
We might want to put some money in.
No.
Guys,
I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do we have a security?
I think that's probably, if there's anywhere in there that it should be, it's probably there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I think.
Maybe we should just add security.
That's,
I would add security through. Because that's pretty specific.
Or another
specific.
One. So, we could add another item and call it
security.
But signage we should also have as well.
Well, we got all those signs
we need
there that we haven't put up yet.
Well, and I'll tell you what, even if we budget some money, and I'd be willing to budget some money and pay somebody to put some of those out, or pay to at least have posts or something, because the problem is I've come out here many times. I'd be willing to help put up signs. We don't have any posts. No posts, no signs. Right?
And
that's going to require hardware, and I can't expect them to do it. So guess what? How's that going to happen? We need money to do it.
Money in there.
So money's got to be in there.
What are you
there.
Saying? $500?
$1,000 at least.
Signs are in that tool shed.
Yeah.
Boxes.
Yeah.
We just barely got those.
But we need posts and hardware to put them in.
Yeah.
And we need to rent a post hole digger or something, and let's get it done. But we need the money to do it.
We need to take something.
We'll make some money and put it in there then. We just got $6,500.
I'm saying at least $1,000. Yeah. It may not be that every year, but this will get it done.
No,
not total.
No,
we also need
a project, but we have to have the supplies. And I'm a big proponent of member projects, but if we don't have the materials and supplies,
plus also fabricating signs for security.
You know, we could cut posts, and we got chainsaws. We need to do some weed abate hazard reduction. You know, maybe part of that would be getting posts.
But that's not gonna do what we have. Probably over 700 signs.
Each lot owner could take their own take care of their own sign.
We've been trying to do that for 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. If we want to, this is a budget meeting, so is it? How much money do we? I say $500.
I say $500.
Now a bit more than we can.
Jay,
our budget is not that good.
shape.
No, I know it. So I know it. We have to take 500 for something else.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not that.
No, we won't.
I'll say 500 if we're going to put at least 500 in new gates.
Gates are going to cost way more than...
I'm just saying it's a start. And that's going to have to be a security item. And plus, we're going to need to put at least $500 in hang tags and stickers and things.
No, you're not going to
print them up.
Well, it's not
going to
cost
us. Did you pull out decals?
He's got a whole thing.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to need to have a new item there. I call it security.
And ropes?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you want to budget for security?
Well, we got to talk about that. That's a whole nother topic.
Let's start with $500 right now.
Well,
what roughly was your estimate?
For the tags.
How many do you want to get?
Every member should have two plus the hang tag.
I disagree with that. So I don't think we should send them all out to everybody.
The majority will never use them more than once, they'll never see them again.
Put on a car, half those cars won't ever show up. I think we request that they come to the ranch and get them. If they want a sticker to put on the car, fine. If they don't want a sticker, they can borrow a hang tag while they're here. If they're local, like everybody here, yeah, you want a sticker on your car, because you're up here all the time. But half of these, I think they're not. 80% of these people, if you send them a sticker,
they're
not ever going to use it. It's just wasting money.
Yeah. Taylor, the system that you've got an estimate on, is it something that can be worked here at the ranch? In other words, they can print as required here, or produce as required here?
It'd be colors. There'd be three colors for like hang tags. One for members, one for members of guests, and it'd be like a contractor.
Okay.
And we should have stickers and hang tags.
And then we got a price for...
And I don't think that's a problem. If we can just put a space that says lot number and a space, and then we can write it down on the permanent marker.
They would come with VSROA.
Yeah.
And a line that you could write in with a marker, the lot number.
Well, yeah. No. If they're a member up here, and they're up here once for the year, you don't want to write a number in there. When they check out, they just drop it off with their laundry.
Right. Well, yeah, if it's one that...
That would be for hang tags, but I'm talking about stickers.
Yeah, if they're going on the car, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, take Brent. He's probably got 15 vehicles that would require stickers because he's out in a different one each time, whether it's a snowmobile, a four-wheeler, a personal vehicle, or whatever.
I would say we pay for two. The rest, he pays for the rest.
Well, it doesn't sound like a major expense.
It's
each of the members, each of us when we're out here, need to stop when you see somebody on the property and not necessarily challenge them, recognize. And then if you need to challenge, you challenge. Like going up there the other day to work on that solar system for the pump, and there was a large group of people parked at the bottom of the upper cabins. And I stopped and went up and asked them, and yes, they were members, and they were up here just for forewarning for that day. But if I didn't, they would tell their friends, this is a beautiful place. Keep coming up here. You don't need a membership.
Yeah, they're not asked to.
You've got plenty of water and fish all day long.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't either. Security is a big issue.
If you reach for that rifle, I will introduce them to Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. Oh, yes.
Okay, so how much money did we say
for security
budget?
Well,
we got what's the hang tags? We're the hang tags and decals. That's all this.
Hang tags and decals. That's signage.
Private signage.
Yes, and we should have some. And then
the security thing alone. If you got 200 round tags.
For $60.
And hang tags, we wouldn't need that many.
No, we're talking about.
I think the hang tags is what you do need.
Yeah. Well, if we got 200 stickers at $60.
And then how many hang tags?
Hang tags are $1.50.
$1.50.
We wouldn't need that many hang tags because they're temporary ones.
Well, we figured 50 of them.
Yeah.
Good point.
So if you got that, that's about $200 by the time
you leave. Yep. That sounds reasonable.
It's weird because, I mean, a lot of people, they just drive through. They don't stop there. So
given
that tag.
Like the bulletin statement. See, that. Yeah. But if they know they got to come in and check in and get your sticker. But if you mail it, I mean, if you mail all these stickers, they're not that expensive. You can mail them all out to anybody, but this is going to be a waste. Even when they show up here, just drop stuff and don't have them on their car, most of them.
Just be cautious about buying a lot of signs that say private this and private that, because it's pretty much a target. If you're not going to be out there, that's going to be the first thing that's going to draw the ire. It's kind of like padlocks and gates. It's going to draw the gunfire.
Do we want to log in, stay here when people come? Has that ever been done? Or do we want something like that?
I recommend that you know, you check in. Obviously, if you're checking in, if you're renting a cabin or something, like a lot of people have their own cabins, and it's nice that members come in and let you know, Paul and Nancy know that they're in here and they're around. Maybe they may want to work on a project, maybe they don't, but at least it would be good to know that who's here and who's not here, and I'm encouraging the membership to check in with Paul and Nancy so that, you know, for safety matters. If there's a fire, you need to know who's around. Who do we need to evacuate? You know, how do we get the word out to them? You know, it's just common courtesy that you know, you would think that they would. And I would encourage the membership to check in. Just let them know that you're in the area and that, you know, something happens. They have first aid supplies or something. They have communications that they can call and get help if needed. And so that's going to be recommended. But getting back to the security issue, I think we need to set a dollar figure.
Well,
$500, I think. We go $500 and see where we're at.
I think $500.
And then what about gates?
$500. I think what we do before we set anything as far as gates and any figure out there is that we need to find out if we are going to place gates, how many gates.
We need to do a survey of that. Absolutely, I agree. We're going to need to do that.
Okay, Dustin, are you on that then? Because I'm not on that. Okay.
I'm on that because I think within this year alone we've had two incidences where people have threatened people with firearms. Right, and I think that's totally unacceptable that we should be in that situation. So I think for the private areas where the lots are, we should have gates at the main access areas for the private lots. And they should be locked.
You guys don't
want
that
word. I was going to say, what's a gate going to do?
They go around the gates. You know?
I think you call law enforcement out.
But it catches a certain percentage of people and deters a certain percentage of people. It's a strategy. Okay? I wish I had that email. Did anybody read that email?
I read the email, but, you know,
I'm halfway think.
We don't have law enforcement out here.
My family's been membership with at least three different ranches, Tejon Ranch, another ranch in Central California, and they all have signs, they all have gates, they all have hang tags on their cars, and they're required. And they're no different than here. No different.
Well, they're controlled communities, though. There's not pass-through traffic at those.
But we can have that areas if, yes, we're more dispersed. And I don't think we can control Meadow Canyon. But we can control the areas into and out of the main areas where the lots are.
You can't control slide.
No.
You're intertwined with so much other land.
There's BLM. Yes, the problem. Yeah,
we had two people in one day come through wanting to go to Page, and they came from Zion.
They send you out through here.
That's where they came.
Okay. Security is an issue. But it's just going to take a lot further research and discussion on this. We need to take it in baby steps.
There'd be cake cutters, you know. But of course, it has DSAR member, or, you know, guest, or contractor. We will go on it.
Okay. All right.
That's very spottable.
Okay, let's get through this budget if we can.
Okay, down the water system thing. We
because of the water source tank there, we put $3,000 in because of this tank up here, needing to fix it, you know, that's what that is.
Okay.
And the system repairs is just the repair, that's where that generator money, that money that she, that generator got worked on in February, that's where that went to.
Okay.
So there's not very much money left in there, you might need to up that more, I don't know, we don't have much more problems. And the water storage is $3,000 because of the maintenance tank. We've already paid $885 for that tank. For the tank, you know, that we got moved on.
Yeah, I think when we go to work on that tank, we need to get another tank to put in line so that we can, you know, like a 5,000 gallon poly tank that we can put in the system so that we're not completely out. Unless we want to wait till the season's over and there's no use, hardly any use for it.
Well, that's pretty quick, Wes, from when I saw the literature.
Really
that's
okay.
A minute
ago. Right
away.
Okay. Let's wait and get it fixed the right way with that
and
material.
The temperature job is there.
No.
No.
Yeah, so it would go wrong.
Some pretty good stuff.
Okay.
Well,
it's 50 cents a gallon. $5,000 gallon tank and running about $2,000.
I think it might be cheaper to
just wait.
That or else hire rent one of these water trucks and have these park it up there for six if need be. That time of year, there's a dozen of them in the community.
8,000 gallon water truck.
They use on the forest fires and stuff that are part of the water. Drop the tank off there.
They charge $1,000 a day on the fire sign.
Oh, yeah.
No, they won't get it here.
They
not when they're sitting idle in their thing. We know three guys in Kanab that have them. We just say, hey, guys, instead of sitting in your garage, just park it up there and we'll pay you $100.
Yeah.
They'll probably go for it.
Okay. Well, that's good to consider.
That's up to you. Whatever.
Bad debt.
No, that's that we probably, we may need something like that.
What is bad debt? Is that better than good debt?
That means that that's money that you can't collect. You have to write off. You have to write off finance charges. You have to write off, you know, stuff that you can't.
And we don't do that.
We don't write anything off.
This is always a bad debt.
Okay, miscellaneous.
Yeah, always a bad debt.
Yeah.
Skip all that because they're all zeros.
Miscellaneous.
Linda's budgeted. Well, that's where I put the. That's my fault. I put the $2,000 and $98 fee that we had for the blueprint in there.
Okay, blueprints.
Which I think was way overcharging.
For
something
that
we're not going.
She's been taking all the sales tax that everybody paid. Like when you went and bought that stuff down in Kanab, she took and she put part of it into one category and she put the sales tax into the
category.
We need to explain.
Is there a reason why she would do that? Like it's deductible or something?
It's not. I think she got confused because we do have a sales tax category because we have had to pay sales tax when we rented these cabins when Dale was doing all that renting. We had to pay sales tax on that. You know, when we were buying the food for the store.
So this is sales tax that needs to go back to the state versus sales tax that we've paid.
We don't
so that needs to be explained.
I know.
I just need to get rid of that.
So you guys understand that's what that is. Local taxes is correct. State taxes, she had something in there. I can't remember. I got a copy of it. It was completely wrong.
So the thing about the sales tax, problem we have with the sales tax is that we can't put it back into all those other categories unless we know exactly which item was taxed, how much it was. It's going to be a nightmare.
This will make her work a lot easier.
This paper just get wider.
I think it does. Some bleaching works.
Yeah.
You're going to go snowblind in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless we get off the
board. All right, so that's we're off. We're pretty much.
So anyway, you guys know. So if you look at the last page, you got how much money you got left over.
Plus $6,000.
$6,000. So you don't know because
we added
the money.
$6,000.
Yeah. Okay. So end of the year kitchen is a lot smaller. So we should be all right by adding that.
I'm good. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the
presentation.
Wow.
Hey,
that was only number item number one of whole business.
I think that you should.
I got to take a 5-minute break.
You can stay on
all right.
One and you know exactly the way to do that.
Want to take a little bio break real quick and
turn off the recorders.
Yeah. All that wind.
I think
terrible.
It was important to get through that new revision of the budget. That's important to get that so that we're on a good.
And while we're there, so we can have things straight on. Barb is going to go ahead and talk to Linda, right? And get all these things categorized so that we know.
Yeah, well, we have categories, but
yeah,
we just make sure.
Got some, and then we got some, and we just need to get organized to where there's definite headings and everything gets put under the right thing.
Right.
You know, the haze could be done away with.
Can you do that for us?
You, on those headings, you might want to think about giving them like a budget category number, or as opposed to a heading. But either way, it's all the same. As long as things are pretty
simple.
We can number them every one. QuickBooks will allow it, but you know what? It's just easier to do it by the category name because Paul probably doesn't remember what number it is. He just knows the name of it. And maybe he will. Maybe he's better than some people, but I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I don't know. I hope that wasn't a slam.
But she said, I don't know.
There was a Kirby. He got attacked. It was right there in the bushes.
But I think it's okay. What's the count number for back to work income?
We haven't said it yet. Okay.
What's the count number?
6327.
Okay.
I think we've got an eavesdropper over here.
Uh-huh. That's my recorder.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Anything else, Don, you want to say about that?
I think it looks good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item of old business is the master plan of improvements. And this is something that I took off of what Phil Hall did in 2003. And I'll just hand these out. That one? Okay. Basically, it's a 5-year proposed cabin maintenance plan that was established in 2003. So basically, 5 years is up, but we still have things that we need to do. On cabin one, they put on a new roof and they did paint the outside, and that was scheduled to be done in 2003. In 2004, you can look at this. I just basically.
Fire pits.
There's things that need to be done, and obviously the things with the bullets, as far as brush clearing around propane tank in the cabins, and the new fire pit to the Utah state standard, and staining the decks and so forth. The bullets are things that are added to. These are things that I added to the old list. Okay, so if you look at the old list, some of the things that were done, but then over the past, basically the past two to three years, nothing has been done. Not much has been done, actually. There's been minimal work. We did get windows replaced in cabin two, and we did get the new roof on cabin two. Anyway, so this is just a... We got new refrigerators, and we did get some water heaters changed out. Basically, this I'm looking at this as just something that we need to continue with. Obviously, the dates that they were supposed to be done are long past, but and maybe some of the things we can do as member projects if we have the paint available. So I just wanted to get this up to the board and have them look at it. And what should I get to get now? And then update. Did you want to go through each cabin?
No.
No.
Saying, let's just get with it so we don't have to look in other places to finish up.
Okay.
Is there one more copy of that?
Now the next.
Yes.
Next meeting.
Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out there to the board members so that they can look at it and review it and come up with a plan on that. Okay.
Recommend is just maybe the Paul and Nancy clean out the next month, because they're looking at the cabin.
Right, so add to it and see what's important. And
report back to the next meeting, too, and see what they think of.
There's a couple things that's wrong on this. Like this cabin 6, 7, 8, 9 say they haven't been painted on the outside. That's not true. They were all painted here. The garden cabin, all of them were painted.
Well, they may have been,
what they have, the trim has been painted.
Okay.
The outside of the cabin has been painted. Okay. Paul's already gone over that. He's already talked about all that.
Yeah, I mean, that's
good. That's
I just just what information I had and tried to,
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, no, I'm just
putting that together.
I think it's a great thing. This is what Phil, you know, when I did
whenever
Phil
started,
Phil was the president. But we put completed, but like obviously hasn't been updated. We put completed.
I think it'd be nice if Paul took this list down to these cabins.
And if it's been painted and it's been completed on there, and if it needs paint, obviously, you know, underline it. Just work off this as a worksheet.
Yeah.
Use that as a worksheet. So
that's
a good
start.
Just something to get started on anyway. The goat lease agreement we talked about last month, and where we're at now is that we don't know where the goats are right now and if they're being herded correctly. I mean, does he have someone up there herding the goats?
I think he's personally been up there.
Is that what you think, Paul?
Yeah, you know, the goats are coming up right below cabin 3.
So they're still in the upper meadow area.
They're pushing the cows down, and then on the weekend, they're coming down. During the week, they're up.
When Ollie's here, he's keeping over in tight for us.
Okay.
When he's not here, the goats, of course,
come
back down the meadow. And
I'll try to make contact with them again and make sure to try to get them over to slide, because, you know...
making an investment in solar fencing.
As
these are not hard to find.
Only contacted you, Paul.
I spoke with him.
Okay. Does he come down here expecting to be able to use the phone or anything in the ranch house?
Okay. He should not be.
That's good.
Emergency. That's a different story.
His dog ended up here, and I had to go take it back to him.
Mm-hmm. Somebody tied it in our front yard and left a note to please find the owner. And post signs everywhere, and if you can't find them, we'll take them to the animal rescue.
All right,
someone's thoughtful.
These guys knew right who it was, because you always get up there.
They picked the dog up right by Ollie's camp.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going
now they searched by a lot.
Yeah, they're on their way down.
I'm in the process of getting some consultation with an attorney on this agreement, and obviously I still haven't posted to the website yet. We did talk about that teleconference that I would get it posted, but you know, I will do that and get it to those people who want to review it. I know Clint Gray wants to look at it, and so I will be talking with the attorney next week. I did make an appointment, and you know, obviously, what they needed to do is like I made the initial contact. But they had to make sure that there was no conflict of interest, so they had to check their files and make sure that they weren't representing Deer Springs Ranch for anything or Ollie Lindgren for anything, so that there wasn't a conflict of interest. There was not a conflict of interest, so I have an appointment to talk with them next week.
What's the firm name?
It's Snow and...
Mr. Drake?
Yeah, I think so. Is there in St. George?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, they do land use, and I was looking for someone who does land use, and not knowing anyone else, and so.
But you know what? During the interim, though, I don't think there's anything wrong with Ollie getting with Paul and saying, this is where I'm going to have the goats at, you know, during this day and time, and then this area this time, and everything else to help us know what's going on.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be helpful. Yeah. I have had very spotty communication with him. He's not one to communicate, and he has never been one to communicate very much with what he's doing.
Purposely.
Do you think that if there's any free time, that maybe Paul could seek him out and ask him for some kind of schedule and how he's going to place these?
I don't think he works that way.
I have no problem talking with him. I've spoke with him a couple times.
It just helps us to be more organized.
I think he's kind of in a predicament with the goats. He doesn't know what to do with them. It's too small of a herd now to really do anything with them as far as leasing.
But it's
grazing.
Big to just let it go.
Yeah,
I think he's a smart guy, and I think he'll figure it out. Just give him a little bit of time.
Yeah,
he'll get it right.
And that's what he asks, is that we just have some patience here, but I still have to look into the legalities as far as the lease agreement with what Larry signed, and so that's so.
The other consideration is, are we going to follow up on Robinson?
As far as Brent, I haven't talked with Brent, and I need to talk with him and
just
find out what his
team. If the goats are put somewhere,
well,
where that's going
to
affect the grazing.
Taylor's been dealing with Brent Robinson, so if you're going to do it, then Taylor needs to back off.
Well, I don't.
You decide who's going to do that because.
If you've already been talking to him, continue to, I would say.
Because I was picking up here to check out the goats so that he could talk to Brent.
No, that'll work, huh?
And what's Brent saying now?
He thinks we're a bunch of yelly-belly chickens. Literally, that's just what he says. You guys have no backbones. You're letting that guy do whatever he wants.
We have been in with this situation for over a year.
No mixed words. That's just what he says.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Bunch of yellow bellies, let me push you around, do whatever he wants to do.
He has been doing what he wants to do.
But he doesn't have the liability that we have, so.
And this board 2 years ago wouldn't have let it happen. We wouldn't have gotten into this position, I don't believe.
No.
Well, anyway, in the meantime,
you've been in communication long that you stay with communication, but you know, as far as his wanting to seeking legal, I don't know.
I don't think he's doing that right now. I think he just we don't know for sure.
But if he does. But that doesn't force our hand.
Yeah.
So he's saying damages.
He's definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect to get any money from the Robinson lease this year.
Very
expensive scenario.
You're really good with your range. You've limited
I've personally worked
and
hard.
We have. He's personally worked hard to keep the numbers down, and then some of we're allowing
them. So how do we make it right, though?
Well, that's what Taylor's trying to do. He's been trying to work with Brent and let him feel that we're really
trying. Brent called me a couple of weeks ago and talked to him. I didn't know. He said there was another keeper that was going up there, and I said I'd find that.
He's no longer here, is he?
I have to be here one day. Part
sight here. Sheep herder or sheep herder with his flock?
No. There was actually a goat herder. He came by here, and I said to him,
yeah, I think you're probably right. That was a herder. No, it's something else.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The goat herd, the goats came in. I'm going to bring in another 3-4 head of goats.
And that didn't happen, right?
No, I explained the situation to this guy. He's like, man, I don't want to get into this. If this might be a lawsuit. This guy was paying half the wage for the goat herder. So this guy just finally went up and picked up the goat herder and said, hey, we're out of here. We're not going to get into this mess.
So that's we're still seeking some advice on that. Okay. As far as committees go, Taylor, continue to make, if you feel like you got a good relationship with Brent, and continue with that and see where we're at.
No problem. You take the brain. I mean, I've been good with Brent for 10 years,
I know.
I mean, far as Brent's been, he's cattle. We've been working hand in hand for 10 years. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Next order of business is committees, and this is something I've been trying to get off the ground. I've got to lift the here. Pass those down. that the committees that want to get started. I know Phil Hall had something with area managers. I'm not doing the area manager thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Sure.
Less is more.
Just to get this off the ground, I know it seems we don't have to fill every committee, but here's a little bit of the guideline. We have a Vance Green has volunteered to be on the communication committee. And
I'll volunteer to be on that one,
and
too.
I think it would be good, Destiny, if you're on that one, great. That way you could be the board representative. Anyway, just more stuff to look at and see how we can facilitate things once we get off the ground. Now, obviously, this is work in progress. It's going to take a while to get interest or get some support. We want member support on this type of thing. If you know of anyone, like Sunshine Harris, I think she'd be really good at in the Social Entertainment Recreation Committee, or anyone else that would like to be in that.
Ern
Nasty, that'd be great. So I just wanted to get that information out there that we're going to start establishing and get those committees on the ground and get them moving in that direction. Along with that, I have...
Can I interrupt you for a
yes.
minute? Can I go start cooking food so when you're done, you guys can eat?
We're all good for that. I'm all good for that.
Way to go.
Uh-huh. So, well, you're going to fill her in on stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But then
I'm splitting here quite a bit, but did you got security on here?
Security is part of, let's see.
New business?
No.
All for committees, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, committees.
I thought we had, you know.
Yes. Well, we've also added that to roads. So make a notation on that in under roads security. Okay.
I don't know if I quite agree with that.
I think we already established that, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought we did. Well, far as budget, but not as a committee.
Okay, we're.
I don't think we're all good.
Under facilities then, right? What do you want?
No, that's just make a new heading.
I think it should be a strictly separate heading.
Security. It's a new heading.
A security committee?
I've been myself thinking. I think that should just be one of its own.
Okay, security as its own
might have,
committee.
You got a law officer that might have a lot out here. That, hey, I got expertise in.
That's
that,
true.
That, but I have no expertise at all in roads.
Okay.
I have no interest in roads, but in security, all right. I do.
It just may dovetail with signs and so forth, but yeah, that'll work out. That's fine. I'm in agreement with that. Okay. Second motion. Okay. Now, in with the communication committee, we have the website or. In communication, we have website. So I've got a thing on our website policy.
Did you get a chance to get that, Dick? I'm going to install
it. No, she. You know, I assigned that information for her, and she's still trying to work with GoDaddy.
She has no power to do anything.
On the domain name, that's the problem.
You can't push it for the GoDaddy.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah.
But we own the domain name, don't we?
No, Phil Hall put it in.
Phil, so then let's get to Phil Hall. Where's Phil Hall?
We have Phil Hall.
We've been working on it.
So
we're working on it.
We've had him sign it.
I've signed letters. He's supposed to send letters.
And it shouldn't be in anybody's name. It should be in the association.
No, that's what Melinda wants to do.
Phil set that up under all his own.
Let's work on new information on our website. And this is all draft stuff. I mean, if you feel it's good, and we can support it, fine. If not,
out. We can make changes to it.
What about we were going to update the cabin pricing and stuff?
Okay. You tell him about that one, John.
What happened with that? We talked about last meeting.
Non-member fees on there.
We cannot put non-member fees on there. Other we can get into rental stuff.
But we do it.
We don't do it because we'll get into the lodging, hotelier type business, and then we're subject to bed tax.
No, I agree.
And so forth.
So we just do it on the fly.
No, you know, we don't do it. We do it to member. This is member rentals. Member. It's not even rentals. It's member.
That makes sense. Okay.
All right.
So they would just have to approach us separately for something.
Good.
I have no problem with that.
I've been busy. My printer's been busy.
Okay, so, but I just wanted to let you know when Christ couldn't win it, you must have deleted that because it was on there. And she said, no, I didn't, Mom. We never have had that one. She told me the thing on it. Oh, that's right. I remember. We couldn't have that on there. We never did it.
Yeah. It's fine with me.
Okay, next order of business. I've been trying to get this off the ground. I've got something that we probably wanted to get to the membership at the annual meeting. I got this Deer Springs Ranch Owner's Manual, and in it, the table of contents, there's a preface, a Deer Springs Ranch Owner's Association blurb on that, a thing on the government of the ranch, communications, finance, the DSROA way of life, fire protection, sanitation and refuse collection, water, medical emergencies, roads and trails, security, other opportunities, and DSR traditions. Anyway, this is a little manual put together. I've taken information that I've gotten off of other sites and kind of, you know, reworked things. I'm not one for, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel, so... just if you want to take a quick look at it, this is for yours to keep, to look at, review, make comments. My wife, yeah, she knows. I've been working hard on this.
You can tell.
I've been, and my printer has been, I had to go through a few cartridges. but if you look at security, it's part of that email that I sent you. Let's look at that. And that's something that we talked about today already.
Is it in line with what we decided today?
I hope so.
I probably should have read the rest of that email.
Okay. Let me just read this. Okay, the security section. The need for security is ever present. As members continue to build and invest in their dreams, substantial personal cost is made to establish a place of serenity and safety. DSROA has limited resources to adequately address all circumstances that arise. Ranch caretakers are not law enforcement personnel. However, they do make efforts to acquaint themselves with members and guests. Ranch properties are not contiguous with federal lands and roads within the ranch boundaries. This poses problems excluding access to those who do not have ownership or permission. Numerous contractors and providers of services are doing business on the ranch member properties year-round. Contractors and service providers should notify ranch caretakers of the type work being done, number of personnel, and time commitments required. Caretakers and members are encouraged to question others with regards to their presence and business on the ranch. Signs are posted on Deer Springs Ranch roads and association common areas that it is private and reserved for members and guests only.
Very comprehensive. That covers a lot of territory.
So obviously, there are things that we can do to improve our security and safety here. But there's things that poses us problems also because of the way the things are and the way that we have one group of ownership here and another one over there, and so that does pose some problems. But what I'm doing encouraging is that the membership do come in and check in and make themselves known, and that guests also are to. But then I have this identification, hang tags, and decals. This is something I put together prior to our discussion today. So you might want to look at that. Decals will be mailed, I got, to members after receiving payment of annual fees. And it goes on, who is entitled to IDs? Each lot is entitled to one set, which includes two decals, two hang tags.
Each decal and hand tags will have the lot number to which it is assigned. Guests of members may receive a hang tag after check-in at ranch headquarters. Okay. What is a decal? Obviously, a decal is something that you would affix to a vehicle. Members are responsible either for moving outdated decals, whatever. And it goes on, what is the hang tag? We see an example of the hang tag that Taylor brought today. Obviously, you just hang it on your vehicle wood mirror.
How many of those need to order? Or do you want us to order?
No, we haven't made a decision on the order quantity. We can deal with that through email if that's all right. Something like that. Okay. Please keep in mind that each Deer Springs Ranch member is ultimately responsible for the conduct of his or her family, guest, or renter. And that's, I think that's in line with our bylaws. Okay, so, anyway, this is something that, do you feel that this is something that the membership would like to have?
Yeah.
I
think you did a good job on it.
Can you email this to me?
Yeah, which one? Do you
the
want
manual.
The manual?
Yeah.
Well,
is this something that we or handed out
for
them?
I can't get things into Adobe for some reason.
Is it document format? What do you have it in?
It's a Microsoft Works, which is a real old document. It doesn't.
Well, just copy and paste it into Word.
I could try that.
Just put it in Word.
I don't have Word.
You don't have Word?
I don't have Word.
No. Okay, open Office. Download it.
Microsoft Works.
Export it into text.
Hey, you have a copy. Didn't I just give you a copy?
No, I want it in...
Retype it.
I don't have an OCR document.
I had to type it.
Oh, I did.
I typed this whole thing. Anyway, I mean... I feel that it.
Send me the Works document and I'll work on it.
All right. I can figure something out.
I think you've done a good job, Dan.
Anyway, this is stuff that I've been working on. I think it's...
Good job.
I think I handled it as far as, you know, the different aspects of the ranch and talked about communications and the website and that everyone needs to be familiar with their own rules and regulations, you know, our rules and regulations and so forth. And at the back, I talked about the Deer Springs Ranch traditions, things that we want to try to, you know, carry forth and to improve upon. Anyway, so take a look at that. I appreciate that. And I'll take all comments, and I'll try to send you some sort of document.
I was thinking so I could maybe add to it.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see. And I'm also working on an information packet. Part of the information packet is we're going to have to table that to the next meeting.
Okay.
Back to basics. We discussed that. No problem there. Water tank repairs.
We're putting that off till the fall, right?
Okay, putting that off the erosion.
But you can't just... You can't just put it off the fall. Then this fall is...
We have all the materials and supplies.
Ready.
Right.
Do we?
Yeah, and I have 5 gallons of that paint still. That.
Yeah, I know. I've got it.
So do we need to order more? Yeah. Let's estimate what we need and get that ready so that when we're ready to do it,
I know how much more we need to order, but I don't know if you want to order right now. You want to wait a little bit later because I don't know if you want to store it in the hot store.
How long does it take to get in?
Oh, a week. We can have. Just wait.
But let's don't wait till the last minute and decide.
The problem we got to do is get that thing sent.
Strategy and calendar.
Yeah. And okay, we need to order that stuff.
Are we getting any help from the person that originally did that? And it didn't get done right.
Been out here Monday after we was out here. I don't think.
So he's not said anything, or has he said, yes, I'll do something, or no, I'll do something?
I talked to Brent, because Brent knows him, and Brent said he was coming out.
Don knows him really well.
He talked to Richard.
He's known him a lot longer than Brent has.
Oh, yeah.
So has he said that he's going to help us with this, or no?
No, I'll find out more.
Find out what he can do for us. We'll buy the material. We have a problem buying the material.
No, okay. I don't
think even if he'll just sandblast
it,
and we'll do the materials.
Yeah, we heard that.
So he said that was really kind of hard on him.
And then he's got those kids.
That's not something like that. You need to pay. I'll be by.
Okay.
Okay, so that's write that in a minute. That's Don's assignment.
Don's assignment to contact Richard Coffin.
Okay.
Got that.
Okay.
Quick question. Is it been determined that the whole tank is going to have to be sandblasted then?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Erosion control efforts and plan. We need still come up with a comprehensive plan, but the work we've done, I think, has been good for right now. So we'll table that.
You can do this once a year. This once every year.
Yeah. And then that's the point. Part of our comprehensive plan, which is we do a little bit as we go each year, and then we'll have it. Cabin openings and closing. Cabin openings have, what kind of issues are we have?
These guys got under control.
They're on top of
that. I think they're on top of that. I don't think they do that.
We just have, well,
we're talking to you.
We have still to talk about cabin four. Cabin four.
Well, that's on here.
Yeah, that's on here.
Okay. That's not a regular cabin okay. opening and closing.
Yeah, right? No, that's true. Ranch headquarters cleanup and inventory. We still need to try to come up with an inventory. So as you go about things, you might want to just make some notations as far as equipment and inventory.
Big tools, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And make sure on inventory, Paul, we don't want to confuse your tools and equipment with our tools and equipment. Mm-hmm. So I think you got something to engrave.
Right.
You've been engraving.
An engraver over there.
Yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
Week late.
Okay. So we don't want to, commingle your stuff with our stuff.
The other thing is, if you could consider inventory of the rest of the goods, like I noticed there's an awful lot of the gas lamp parts, brand new stuff, boxed and all that stuff.
At least know that you have some.
Chemicals and things like that to avoid having to purchase something. There's a lot of 5 gallon containers, but
may or may not
just roughly knowing what's on hand, but a lot of it's not open.
Okay, thank you. Septic tank cabin four. Now, where are we at with that?
We need to do something on that right away. I think that the best thing is that somebody's got to make a decision that if you want Paul to go out and get board or one of the board members wants to take that on as an assignment to get bids on how much it's going to cost to.
And
then get them a good
deal.
Because I don't think that's something you can expect Paul
and Anthony to do. They don't have contacts here in town. They may not know who to.
Well, I reckon if Rick's coming out this weekend, which is supposed to be, ask him to give some advice on it too. So I think Rick.
Put it in. Dig out the old and put in a new set.
Well, another thing, is that going to be open this year?
Probably not. Not until we get it done.
It's scheduled.
Well, we need to call those people.
We need to have Linda
to another cabin
not reserve it and tell them.
That's why I initially didn't want it reserved at all until we got the work done.
Right.
But she kept pushing. Well, do we need to clean?
See, and that's going to have to come down to our cabin group.
Yes. Yes.
How much?
780.
780?
And then you got to get out here, get the other
one. Yeah, got to get out.
Dig it out.
And then you probably have to put a little bit more in the lease one.
Well, you're looking
at $2,500.
More than that.
Well, at least this has been about $3,500,
$3,800. Yeah. $4,000.
And you got to take the old one.
Are we going to do a new leach field too, or no?
Maybe not.
You might have to, because that's been there for a while, and it's in that brush. And all
then it's, almost $4,000.
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
Paul, would you get a bid from Rick when he's out here to find out? And then
see if he's interested.
See if he's interested.
If not, he can get
call some local people.
Do you want to have him give us a quote?
Yeah, okay. We need at least two bids. Okay.
We've got to bid apples for apples.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that is there any?
Ideally, we'd like to use the old leach line.
Right.
If it can be done.
They just need to inspect it.
If for some reason they can't make the connection, then what it would be, so we'll have two bids.
Right.
Separate.
You understand that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bid with an option one.
Okay.
And that needs to be done in the next couple of weeks.
Newsletter.
We've got it closed through the end of June. I asked Linda, she only had it closed till the middle of May, and I asked her to send it to the end of June.
I know.
And then Paul was saying she's got somebody in there.
I know. And we're going to have to call them saying, we can't do it. I initially wanted to close until we were done.
But you got to give her a date. You got to say, close the cabin.
Close the cabin.
It should be closed till the season. And we'll open it up when we get ready to open it up. But
But she didn't close the door shut.
I know. She kept pressuring me,
She thought it was just a toilet. She just thought it was a toilet
Oh. Well, I have no idea how much. Well, there's other work that could be done up there. You know, we need a new refrigerator in there. We need
to take it offline. So we just need to contact Linda. Who's going to do that?
I'll contact Linda.
If you drive up the cabin,
put on notes that I'm going to contact Linda of the cabin for
close for the season.
Close for the season.
And I'll need to contact anybody that's got reservations in it.